the Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
A little bit of fantastic.
When did this whole disturbing gluttonous trend begin? The bacon burger, the strawberry burger, the double bacon. When did meat become a condiment for other meat? When did that happen? Oh, and now Kentucky Fried Chicken bragging they've taken all the trans fat out of their chicken. You know the problem with Kentucky Fried Chicken? It isn't the trans fat, okay? It's the bucket. Anytime you're eating a meal by the bucket, your ass is going to look like the bucket, okay? And what was the hottest selling electronic item this past holiday season? Flat screen TVs. We're getting fatter. Our TVs are getting skinnier. And you know why people are buying these? Because they realize we're too fat to fit in the room with the normal size set anymore. So rather than lose weight, let's get a flat screen TV so we can dip our ribs in chocolate. In fact, one of the hottest selling items at the Consumer Electronics Show was something called the Smart Refrigerator. It's a refrigerator that notifies you via your iPhone when you were low on certain items. Really? Does anybody actually need, like, you're at work. Boss, I have a step on a meeting to take this call. It's my refrigerator. Yeah. Yeah, we're low on ringdings. I'll try and get back in an hour and a half. I'll try to get back as quickly as possible. Hey, Mark, Disneyland and Disney World in Florida. For 2 months, I think it was February and March, they closed the Small World exhibit so they can make the seats bigger. It's not a small world anymore. There was an op-ed in the New York Times that said 38% of children 7 years of age and younger are too fat to fit in their car seat. Let me tell you, no. Oh. If your kid is too fat in the car to sit in the car seat, you don't put him in the car seat, okay? You make him run behind the car. I'm fed up. I'm at it. No, get away from me. I'm fed up. Scientists now believe that obesity may be caused by a virus and not by overeating. Oh, shut up! What does that even mean? What, you can call in fat to work now? Hello, boss? Look at it. Yeah, I'm not coming in today. My ass is as big as a house. I don't know what happened. I'm going to take some M&M's, sit on the couch till the swelling goes down. I have the new guy in sales, must have sneezed on me. I got a touch of that obesity thing this morning. And let's be honest, we don't even eat good food anymore. I watched some game the other day. I seen an ad for Domino's. It sounds something called Domino's Dots. Have you seen these? Domino's Dots. They're just rolled up balls of dough. They don't even try to make it look like a cookie anymore because we don't care. Brownie. You can get a tray of hot brownies at Domino's. Who put these two together? Have you ever done that in your life? Had two or three slices of pizza and I go for a tray of brownies. A tray of brownies. Oh, and now they have something called the double melt pizza. It's a pizza with another pizza on top of it. How fat are we trying to get in this country? Hey, what do you want in your pizza? Oh yeah, just put more pizza on top of the pizza.
That's right.
What?
Who said that? Who
said that? Great bit.
I'm coming.
Was that Lex?
Rosie, what are you doing this weekend?
Nope, not doing that.
In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity.
That sums up the NFL draft pretty well.
It kind of does.
We also learned last night, nobody knows anything about anything. Jeez.
Yeah, man, I love it. That was fun. Good morning, guys.
I used to love mock drafts. I really did. I know we did one yesterday. Sauce, I know you love them. For God's sakes, this year, maybe more than ever, no one had any idea what they were talking about, right? Holy cow, was that entire first round flipped upside down. Right, we didn't know who the best wide receiver prospect was. We had no idea the order of the quarterbacks. Clearly, the NFL thinks these offensive linemen are way worse than the mock drafters do, right? Nobody cared about any of them. Right? Teams that needed offensive linemen kept trading down like, no thanks, hard pass. And Juwan Taylor, of course, is the best example. He's like a top 7 or 8 guy. He didn't even get drafted in the first round.
Yeah.
Man. Passed over and over and over and over again by tackles we hadn't even talked about.
How about that Alabama State guy?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd never heard of him. He's the only Alabama State player to go in the first round, and I'd never heard of him. When they named, I'm like, who? Huh? And there's Juwan Taylor from Florida.
Isn't that the guy that PA had said would have been good for the Vikings at like 50 or something like that?
The Alabama State guy?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Sure. And there he goes in the first round.
I do know this. Experts were pretty thrilled about Garrett Bradbury going to the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
A lot of people saying this kid's the real deal. Hands down, best center in the draft, which we heard before the draft, too.
I believe...
Okay. That we got the right guy. Don't know, right? Move Elfline back to guard. That sounds all right.
Hell yeah, man.
Or draft another guy. Draft another guard at 50, or because of the way that the first round went and it's the best draft ever when you can let the Raiders pick 3 times and just kind of do what they want.
Yeah, but people are saying that the ESPN broadcast last night said the Raiders did really well, that they love all 3 guys.
Yeah, but
ESPN loves John Gruden.
Yeah, that's the guy. Part of it.
They're not going to rip him.
And that guy that they picked at 4 would have been there at 25.
You don't know that. That's what we learned last night. You don't know that he would have been there at 25.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think he'd take him over Josh Allen.
Okay, but that's the guy. Again, I don't know anything about this Clelin Ferrell guy, right? I'd never heard of him until yesterday.
Yeah.
That was the guy even yesterday. We heard that he dominated what Church said, I think Jonah Williams, right? Like in the national championship game, that he dominated a guy that went what? What did Jonah go? 10th?
11th.
Dominated him on the biggest stage possible. So if he's that good, maybe he should be going 4th and not 25th, right? Yeah. If he's that good, if he's kicking that guy's ass, and that guy,
who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
But it proves your point even more about mock drafts. We're just inundated with, well, you got to take Josh Allen.
You
got
to
take Josh Allen.
Right.
And that's all we hear. And I'm guilty of it. I'm like, well, great. When they took him, I'm like, oh, I wanted to take Josh Allen or Ed Oliver or the Devin White, the linebacker. So, yeah, I mean, I thought it was fun, man. I love it.
It was
fun. I loved every second of it.
I would think if you are a team, let's say, trying to make let's use the quarterbacks as an example. Right, let's say you're the Giants and you even with Kyler, what if you're looking at all of the quarterbacks and going, the best guy in the group is Daniel Jones. Like he's the best.
Danielson.
Right? And then you hear for months and months and months and months that it's Kyler Murray, it's Dwayne Haskins, it's Drew Locke, maybe Daniel Jones is a late first, like you're going, my God, all of these idiots have it revert. Like Jones is easily the best. It must be the best feeling when you know that your guy is widely considered to not be the guys. Because then you have a lot of options, right? And if you're the only team that believes that, isn't that kind of the goal? Is that you have scouted these players better than the other teams, and you're right, and everybody else is wrong.
For example, you think you did.
Exactly. Well, and again, they all think that they do, right?
Right.
But and Juwan Taylor is the best example last night. Clearly, mock drafters, draft experts had him pegged as the best tackle and a top 10 talent.
Could have gone as high as 6.
Right. Now, that might turn out to be correct. Somebody might draft him in the second round. He might be a Hall of Fame tackle. We have no idea. But for now, essentially every NFL team is saying, that ain't the case. This guy's not that good. Everybody passed on him. Right? How many people, when he fell to 18... said, the Vikings probably have to take him. He's that good.
Me, I was screaming at my TV they had to take him.
So you were stoked. You saw it.
And I was super pumped. But then as Corey has said, every team that needed an offensive lineman didn't take him.
Said no thanks.
So something
either passed on him for a different offensive lineman or just flat out took a different position or traded back and said, no thanks. He's not worth it.
The Texans of all teams, a little bit more than the Vikings, needed offensive linemen more than anything. They took a guy from Alabama State over a Florida tackle. And from, you know, first round, second round, third round, the larger school guys go from the bigger schools. They took him over a guy that we thought would go seventh or eighth overall. Either he tested poorly, he had awful interviews, or there's something medically wrong with him.
Yeah, that everybody else knows about?
Yeah.
All I know is this. Garrett Bradbury looks like a badass. When he stood up off his couch, I'm like, geez, is this guy a tank?
Yeah.
I read that he's a knee bender.
Looks like a tank. But I'll tell you this. The Vikings tweeted out like a 6-minute highlight reel. Is there anything more boring than a center's highlight reel?
Yeah. Watching a soccer game. Yeah.
Now, if you look at his stats right there. Thank you. If you look at his stats, it sounds like he essentially never gives up pressures, doesn't let his quarterback get sacked. He sounds like an absolute stud. I'm glad to have him on the team. Let's bolster that offensive line, right? Well, that was the goal.
Here's the
what a tank.
I read a lot about Bradbury, and here's the line that stuck with me the most, and I left it up here. It's from SI. Kevin Stefanski wants to employ an outside zone scheme to fit Kirk Cousins, who's at best throwing play action. Bradbury is viewed unequivocally as the best outside zone blocking interior lineman in this draft.
Nice.
So there you go. I don't know what any of that means. I'm just telling you.
I read something from, I think it was like SB Nation or whatever, and it was an article based, it wasn't from a Vikings guy or anything. Mm-hmm. It was essentially, I think he had played in the NFL, the guy talking, and said, it's boring watching offensive linemen, essentially what you said. And that it's impossible for them to really jump off of a screen when you're watching the tape, especially a center. But he said he stopped taking notes when he was watching Bradbury because he was so dominant. He couldn't narrow down highlights for him. Wow. That's how good he is.
How about this? Andre Patterson, noted expert defensive line coach for your Minnesota Vikings, went into the, I believe it was Spielman's office, after watching tape of Clemson versus our guy Bradbury, and saying, listen, we might want to look at this center from North Carolina State because he's manhandling these Clemson defensive linemen.
Which is an unbelievable line of praise, considering they had three defensive linemen go in the first round, which is that the first time ever? Did I hear that right last night?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, the Power Rangers, that's what they called themselves.
Yeah, Farrell, who went fourth, right? Yep. Lawrence and Wilkins, who was super entertaining last night.
Hell
that kid's a character,
yeah,
man.
The guy that went to Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah, like jumped into the arms. Yeah, he's...
Yeah, yeah, but then his interview on ABC. Yeah. He was having tons of fun.
Yeah. Oh,
super
yeah.
good
Good
attitude. Yeah, that kid looked super fun.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the ABC broadcast? Which one did you guys watch?
ABC, yeah.
I watched ESPN.
How was it?
I will never be watching that again.
That bad.
That bad.
Hawks guy was driving me nuts.
Yeah, I knew he would.
Luke Bryan sucks.
He was part of it?
Yeah,
for a long time, man. Yeah,
it wasn't like, hey, here's a 6-minute spot with Luke Bryan. What's it like having this draft in Nashville? He was on for like an hour.
Yeah.
He wouldn't stop talking, and almost every one of his stories was, I'm a big Georgia fan, and I watched this game, and that guy was up against some other guy, and God, was he fast? I'm like, for God's sakes, turn your mic off.
Did they have Jay Cutler?
It was brutal.
Did they have Jay Cutler?
No. No.
Because he lives in Nashville, and he is hilarious on that Barry Cavallari show.
Yeah, they had Lee Corso, and then he just got up during the segment and left.
Did he really?
Yeah, it's like he's, well, we'll see you later, Lee. Oh. And he's like, I'll see you guys in the fall, and he was gone.
That wasn't because something happened. He just was like, see you later?
No, they were like, I think they wanted to get Luke Bryan in. I think they were like, we've had enough of you. You're out now.
You could tell ABC was trying to play for the masses, right?
Yeah,
Taylor
right.
Swift, Bobby Bones,
yeah, I know.
Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
They were playing the Nashville vibe hard. And this is okay because this is a fun part of draft night. They were definitely leaning hard on the stories more than the football.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Appeals to the masses.
Yeah, appeals to the masses. And there were some great, great stories last night, right? Some great achievement despite... Well, what's the line? What's the line? What's the soundbite you just loaded in? What is it? The opportunities and difficulties? That's what last night was if you watched ABC.
Well, yeah, the Josh Jacobson. Is that his name?
Josh Jacobs, right?
That's an unbelievable... Drastic measures, yes! Who said that?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Was that Luke Bryan?
Drastic measures.
Right, the running back from Alabama,
yeah,
right?
That's a great story. Yeah.
Unbelievable story, right? Homeless, never had a bed until he was in college. Didn't get any offers until Alabama.
Wow.
And then Alabama offered him a scholarship, and then the rest of the world go, well, if Nick Saban's offering him, then we need him. Crazy fast, that kid.
How about the Washington tackle? Did you hear that story? The kid from Washington, the right tackle who...
The end of the first round.
Yeah, I think he went
with his house burned down.
Yeah, his house burned down. They lost their farm.
He's had heart issues.
He had a heart issue. Yeah. And they said, after they were done, he's like, well, yeah, that's in the past. We just move on. And it was an issue then. It's not an issue now.
So I unfortunately watched ABC. I will never do that again. I wish I would have flipped over to ESPN or NFL Network or whatever else the other options were.
Let me say this about it, though. I understand you didn't get it or didn't like it, and I really didn't appreciate it as much either, but it is an option for people who aren't, who would like that more. You know what I mean? ABC is going to be the entertainment factor. NFL Network and ESPN are going to be the hardcore NFL factor. I think that's fine.
I guess my question, though, is...
And they're owned by the same company, sure, so... Right.
But my question is, who is that?
I don't know.
If you... What demo is the ones that want to watch a football draft but aren't football fans? I don't know who that is.
There are a ton of people that are football fans that don't talk X's and O's, but they know everyone at work is going to be talking about it, and it's a huge deal, and they want to be a part of it while being entertained and not being bored about hearing that he's very long, or his hand movement is just unmatched.
The breakdown, yeah.
Yeah, just that kind of stuff that I think... That
was the Luke Bryan hour for me. Is who right. is this for?
It was on an Unless hour.
It felt like
it had
six.
To be. No, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. It had to be an hour.
It might have.
But
been.
Again, I think that tells exactly what it is. Though is they're owned by the same company. Why would they have two separate broadcasts? And I think exactly
so
to appeal to the masses.
I never went to ABC because I assumed like last year when Fox did it, they just simulcasted the NFL Network.
Right.
That's what I thought it would be. So I'm like, well, I don't even. And I'm an ESPN draft guy. I love Mel Kiper and all that. But even that lacked some. Like there were multiple times where Trey Wingo was like, "And who is Pitt?"
Really?
Like he was just they needed Gruden.
Hmm.
Like Booger is good. The other guy that they have on, but like they needed
Booger.
That like not the humor, but the back and forth with Kiper they right. needed, and they never had that. They never really went to Mel. It was really weird. He just kind of sat there a lot of the time.
Well, I'll tell you what, the winner last night was Nashville. 150,000 people.
Looked like a gigantic party.
They said 200, man. Roger Goodell at the end of the draft said 200,000 plus people showed up.
Incredible. Looked like a giant party.
And where
the
is
music
it next
playing.
Year?
Las Vegas.
Oh, I think we're going to have to cover that.
God. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Think...
Even the way they opened it, giving away those season tickets for 100 years. That was so awkward, though, too.
Yeah.
There were so many great things about last night, but three or four head-scratchers.
Yeah, they're but trying
overall,
things.
But overall, a home run to have it on the road in Nashville.
Yeah.
That looked like a giant music festival, just
yeah,
a
did.
Party. That looked like a lot of fun.
That was the main drag. That would be like doing the draft on Las Vegas Boulevard or on Hennepin Avenue.
Yeah.
Where
Man.
Will they do it? The stadium?
Oh, they'll have to, I think.
Don't know.
Yeah, well, or what ready? About that plaza even? Because the stadium should be, well, the stadium's going to be ready in like July. So no, think about maybe T-Mobile with that actual, the park.
Yeah,
that little,
maybe.
Because that's huge when they close it off for
Golden
Knights
game. Is that enough room, though, for 100,000 plus people? I don't know.
Vegas will find a way.
They will find a way.
If they had to shut down a part of Las Vegas Boulevard.
Right. All I know is, again, all of the predictions about how many offensive linemen were going to be off the board before the Vikings, that was wrong. The number of quarterbacks that was going to go in the first round, that was wrong.
The order of quarterbacks that was going to go in the first round.
I mean, just nobody had it right this year. Not even close.
That makes it fun, though.
The first five picks were very predictable, except for Farrell at four.
Yeah.
The other five fell into place. But once Daniel Jones went sixth, the whole thing broke loose, and nobody knew what was going on after that. And I love honesty after a draft, and again, you could be wrong, but Todd McShay just flat out said the Giants made a huge mistake.
Yeah, he's not high on that.
They think Todd McShay,
yes.
He thinks Daniel Jones is a legit career backup in the NFL.
Kiper thinks the exact opposite.
That he's the real deal?
He thinks he mocked him to the Giants yesterday morning.
At 6 or 17?
At 6. He thinks he's the best quarterback in the draft.
Wow.
And everybody was saying yesterday that if Kingsbury isn't the quarterback,
coach,
the coach, that Kyler would maybe a second round pick.
Kevin McDermott's going to join us pretty soon here in like the next five or six minutes.
Died?
Let me ask you guys a question. I know you read a lot about Garrett Bradbury, our new center,
mm-hmm.
Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Can he snap?
No. He can't.
No one can.
Can he learn?
No.
To snap?
No, he can't.
Be nice to dump some salary.
Not smart enough.
Right? It'd be nice to cut some some money.
He didn't have the athleticism.
Or salary strapped.
Yeah. He just doesn't have the athleticism.
Hmm.
I know that I can tell you guys this, I think, without getting in trouble, but the Vikings got 48 calls last night about our long snapper, trying to get him away from us.
Really?
The overall number one pick from Arizona, they wouldn't take it.
Really?
Yeah.
Sauce, so who would you rather have, McDermott or Kyler Murray?
McDermott, because he's literally one of the nicest guys on the planet.
How do you know Kyler's not?
Did you say Kyler? Oh, I'd rather have Kyler.
Yeah, 100%. All right, a lot of draft talk. Kevin McDermott of the Vikings should be here in a second. We'll play initials at 8:15. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. Loaded now.
Check out our contest page at cafan.com for details on how you can upgrade your current grill with a brand new Napoleon Prestige 500 grill. Up for grabs, thanks to our friends at Werner's Stellion.
All right.
That's right.
Where's AJ?
He's going to be a little late.
Would he die?
No, he's fine. He had a late night covering the draft, as you can well imagine.
Hmm.
So he'll be in here pretty soon. Don't know about McDermott, but I'm sure it's same for him.
He said he'd be here at 6, and he's always on time.
Yeah, no, so he'll be here any second.
Maybe they're carpooling.
Like Ja Rule, always on time.
Always.
That's kind of a hot cut.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know that one, I don't
think. Got a text from the wife. She watched the ABC, and the reason was she loves football, but not the X's and O's, so it is.
Yeah, see? There
all
you
right.
go.
So there's a spot for it, I guess. No big deal.
Oh, something for everybody, I guess.
Yeah,
all right, shall we do front page sports?
Yeah.
I can't imagine anything else I'd rather do.
It is brought to you by our friend Early Bird Electric. Thanks, Early Bird Electric.
Thank you, Early Bird.
Kyler Murray did go number one to the Arizona Cardinals, the Heisman winner out of Oklahoma. Despite some late steam that, especially in Vegas, of course, that something was afoot, that maybe the Cardinals weren't going to go that way. They were either going to trade out or shock the world and take Quinnen Williams or Nick Bosa. They go with Kyler Murray, the one who is about 4 feet tall.
He is short.
Man, if you watch replays, because I didn't watch a lot of Oklahoma football, you watch replays, he's so tiny.
Yeah, he is.
And essentially, people at his size never succeed in the NFL, right? Only a couple ever have been that short and even been remotely good.
What's his actual height?
What is he, 5'11"-ish?
He's 5'10"-something. You know, like 5'10".
He's legitimately my height.
I read, though,
almost exactly my height. Just like right around 5'11". That's insane.
I think his college coach or someone on that staff said they never saw him on the trainer's table because he just doesn't take hits ever. He's so elusive. They use the word Barry Sanders or the name Barry Sanders.
Yes, coach said aggressive. That last night, too, that he just never gets hit.
So if they're not near you, then you can get rid of the ball.
Nick Bosa went second to the San Francisco 49ers. Quinnen Williams, defensive tackle out of Alabama, went to the Jets at pick 3. Then the first major surprise, Clelin Ferrell, went to the Raiders at 4, the defensive end out of Clemson.
Yeah, who knows? They know more about it than we do. He may be dominant. He was dominant in the national championship game, so good for him, man.
Devin White went 5th to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Then Daniel Jones, quarterback out of Duke, went 6th to the New York Giants as of, a week or two ago, right?
Yeah.
Like, that recently, he was an end-of-the-first-round guy in mock drafts. He went 6th.
Love it.
So much for mock drafts.
Right.
Josh Allen, for the second consecutive year, was picked 7th.
How funny is that?
Last year, the quarterback went to the Bills. This year, the outside linebacker from Kentucky went to the Jags.
That's pretty funny.
That's bizarre. TJ Hockenson, the tight end from Iowa, went 8th to the Detroit Lions. Ed Oliver, who I know Ben Lieber loves, went 9th to the Buffalo Bills. The Steelers traded up from, 20 to 10 to get, is it Devin Bush, right? Outside or inside linebacker out of Michigan. Then Jonah Williams, the tackle from Alabama, went 11th to the Bengals. Packers at 12. How do you guys feel about Rashawn Gary, defensive end out of Michigan, going to the Packers?
Well, it was one of the funniest memes of the night was him crying when he found out he had to live in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and then that was the first thing out of Pete Bursich's mouth on the broadcast. He's like, he just found out he's got to live in. The thing about him is the production wasn't there at Michigan, but he was a five-star recruit, and I think he was the number one recruit coming out of high school. I think he's one of those guys that doesn't really have a position. Like, is he a D-end? Is he a D-tackle? Is he a stand-up guy? But when he gets going, and he was off the charts at the combine, how well he tested out. So it's a great pick. I think if he's 100% healthy and that hot rummer wasn't out about his shoulder, I think he might have been a top 10 pick.
Christian Wilkins seems entertaining. Defensive tackle out of Clemson, went to the Miami Dolphins, which is also interesting. Charge's theory on the Dolphins was fascinating. If you were listening to the draft last night here on The Fan, and I was doing what you were doing, Hawk, a little bit too. I was trying to watch ABC and then peek in at the Fan broadcast via the iHeartRadio app.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Charge's take on the Dolphins was fascinating. Basically, yeah, there's a couple of quarterbacks on the board at that point, like Dwayne Haskins, for example. Drew Locke, who's still on the board. And Charge is like, no, I think they're passing on all of them because they're tanking for Tua.
Correct.
That the quarterbacks next year are better than the quarterbacks this year. So the theory was, why don't you get an offensive lineman, or in this case, a defensive lineman, build around your future quarterback.
Holy moly, really?
And essentially just, let's let Fitzbeard play for a year and then we'll move on.
The comeback to that, though, is Christian Hackenberg at Penn State after his freshman year was supposed to be the number one overall pick with a bullet. He played in the AFF.
Yeah.
So it's a risk. Also, you could be tanking to get Trevor Lawrence in 2 years.
I don't know if you tank for 2 years. That's a long-term tank, right?
For the two NFL. Really high picks, though.
Don't they have a brand new coach, too? You can't tank for 2 years with a new coach. Then that coach is going to get fired.
Is it Brian Flores?
The kid, it's the guy from the Dolphins, right? Or, excuse me, from the Patriots to the Dolphins.
Yeah. I think, is it their old defensive coordinator?
Yeah. Or their defensive coordinator or linebackers coach or something. Yeah.
Offensive guard Lindstrom goes to the Falcons at pick 14. Washington took Dwayne Haskins, and he seemed pissed, even though he was 30 minutes from Washington's facility.
Yeah, he did seem pissed.
He seemed very... Well, and somebody on Twitter made the great point. Sure, maybe for a long time you're thinking, I'm going sixth to the Giants, right? Maybe the Raiders are going to take me at four. It's not necessarily about falling to Washington. Think of how much money he lost by sliding 10-plus picks.
Yeah.
Burns, the outside linebacker from Florida State, went to the Panthers at pick 16.
Burns.
Dexter Lawrence, defensive tackle out of Clemson, went 17. Very, very few offensive linemen picked before the Vikings were on the clock at 18. A lot of people quickly speculated maybe they trade down. You got Juwan Taylor. You got Andre Dillard. Garrett Bradbury still on the board. What do you do? Garrett Bradbury.
Yeah.
Center, North Carolina State.
Exciting.
It is.
I think it's really exciting because it now gives you some flexibility at pick 50 or 81 to either go back at that and get a guard, or if one of those, if Reisner or Taylor are still there at 50, you might want to take one of them just
you
for
definitely
the,
do.
Yeah, just for the value of that pick.
Well, and let's think about this, too. We did sign a guard. Right? I don't know anything
Klein,
about that.
Yeah,
but
he's
we did
older.
Sign a guard, sure.
To a decent contract,
yeah,
too,
for
I
sure.
Think, yeah.
Yeah, so
right
I think,
guard, right? He plays right guard?
He's a right guard, yes.
I
correct.
Think, and, you know, that Elflein was a right guard his junior year, but I believe he played left as well in his sophomore year when they won the national championship at Ohio State. But regardless, I mean... tackle sounds right to me.
I'm also, you know, I wouldn't be mad, and there's a SI, and I get it, it's a stupid mock draft, but it gives you kind of an idea of who could go where. That's why it's called a mock draft. There are a lot of really good cornerbacks. I mean, you could justify them taking one at 50, because Ben always says they don't have, even though it looks like they do, they don't have dynamite quarterback depth. Mike Hughes is coming off that injury.
And maybe not right away.
And
right?
Holton Hill is suspended for, four games?
Yeah.
So you might need a cornerback at 50.
Yeah.
So let me play devil's advocate a little bit. You know, the theory about, hey, look, between Thursday and Friday, you should probably get a couple offensive linemen. And maybe they still do. But think about what we were just talking about with these guys that are falling, like Juwan Taylor. Right. One of the theories on why they took Garrett Bradbury anyway is that he fits the scheme of the Vikings more than maybe even a guy like Andre Dillard, Juwan Taylor, some of the guys that were on the board. Well, if you have now Bradbury at center, Elflein at left guard, Klein at right guard, O'Neill at right tackle, and Riley Reiff at left tackle, those are your starters.
Yeah.
Right? So you don't want to grab an offensive lineman just because you need some depth. Now to me, it's best player available.
I couldn't agree more.
That's well said, Corey. Yeah.
Because throughout this, what do they have, 8 picks? They have to get some depth, as we saw with the injuries.
Well, now you take a project.
We've had so many injuries on the offensive line, and what if that was our weakness? We address it week 3, week 4, meat of the schedule. We have an injury to one of those guys, and no one behind it. Then we're back to where we were last year.
Somewhere in the next 2 days, we have to get a running back, too.
Yeah, and there's some good ones there. They could go corner, running back. I'm with Corey though.
Take
the best player at 50.
Legitimately, if the best player at 50 is a wide receiver,
take him.
We could use a third wide receiver. I mean, I'm all about depth at offensive line at some point in this draft. But now that we have a guy that makes sense to fill out the starting five, which is Bradbury at center, moving Elflein to left guard.
Yep.
I mean, our line is. I'm not saying it's deep. I'm not even saying it's necessarily good yet. We don't know if it's good, but it's kind of set.
On paper,
yeah, and they have
good.
They still have Rashad Hill, who's a swing tackle.
Good point.
They have
Isidora.
Yeah, they still have Brent Jones.
Yeah, they re-signed him.
So, I mean, they have depth. Now you get like a fourth, fifth round, like, not that Alabama State guy should be in the, but something like that. Like a fourth or fifth round project. They're also super high on the guy from Penn State, the guard. When Charch asked him yesterday who they should take in the first or the second round after they'd taken Bradbury, PA still said offensive line. There's also Irv Smith, that dynamite tight end from Alabama.
I'm fine with that too, but like I said, if the best player available, truly best player available at 50 is an offensive lineman, I'm going to be fine with that too. But now I just think you have a little more leeway. And clearly, again, Klein's getting older, so he hasn't even put on a Vikings jersey yet.
Right.
It would be nice to get a backup right guard or a project, like you said, Sauce, to eventually replace Klein if he's going to be done in a year or two. I'm cool with depth at 50, but I'm also cool with just saying, hey, there's somebody that's dynamite that can impact the team in different ways quickly.
Just because I like asking questions.
Of course.
If Drew Locke's at 50, do you take him?
No.
He's the best. He'd be the best player on the board.
Is he? Why did 50 teams pass on him?
I don't know. Why did?
And again, I don't want the. Well, Tom Brady was a 6th-round pick. Of course, we can all be wrong, and Drew Lock can be great. But everybody now wants a quarterback, and if everybody's looking at Drew Lock going, again, I'm always super nervous about quarterbacks that get passed on by a whole bunch of teams that don't like that need quarterbacks. I don't know. And again, I don't know anything about Drew Lock, but. When you have Cousins for at least 2 more years, I don't want to draft a quarterback in the second round.
You have a nephew named Drew.
That is very true.
It's time for a national cash contest.
Solid transition.
Text the word Java to 200-200. That's Java.
Get in the Java.
Can you repeat that?
To 200-200, that's Java. Standard text messaging and data rates apply. Kevin is here. I will go get him.
Good.
Garrett Bradbury's our guy. 18th pick out of Boston College. Kevin McDermott of the Minnesota Vikings will react to his new teammate when he walks through the door right after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
Come on, everybody. Yeah!
Hey, Hogsley.
Yeah, baby.
Let me ask you this quick question.
Please do.
Rock, pop, and country. That does a lot for you, right?
I like them all.
Comes together for a 3-day music festival in our own backyard that is called... Twin Cities Summer Jam, presented by Mystic Lake, and it's July 18th, 19th, and 20th at Canterbury Park. It's a festival of music as unique as your personal playlist. Tickets on sale now exclusively at tcsummerjam.com.
Yeah, please check it out. We got some great VIP packages available. We've got all kinds of good stuff. It's going to be great, man. I mean, again, 3 nights of just fantastic music. Can't wait to see Aerosmith sing Dream On live outside.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait to see REO Speedwagon live again. Quiet Drive, getting together to play live. Come on, let's do this. TCSummerJam.com for real. Let's have a good time, y'all.
Spoken word by Kevin McDermott at the Twin City Summer Jam.
Is that right?
In front of thousands of people.
Yeah. Kevin!
I'm in.
Morning!
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
I woke up this morning looking forward to that.
Yeah, right. We've been missing you.
I miss Creasel the most. I haven't seen him in probably, a year?
State Fair.
Oh, my God.
Jeez Louise. Well, I don't know how you guys live without each other.
I missed you.
I missed you.
Oh, look at
and
this.
Thanks for the tickets at L.A. That was fun.
Absolutely. I'm glad you guys had a nice honeymoon.
That was awesome.
Aw.
And that was, especially early in the game, that was U.S. Bank Stadium West. It was all purple, all skull chant. Fantastic.
Well, L.A. is a city of transplants.
It is,
every,
yeah.
I mean, you saw it with the Chargers home games this year at StubHub Center. You know, like the Eagles would go play there and it'd be 30% Eagles fans. Mm-hmm. Every single away team has a contingent out there.
That's so sweet. Did you watch the NFL draft last night?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-hmm. I, you know, really?
Do you know who your new teammate is?
That's not true. I do. I have not met him, mm-hmm. but very excited he's joining the team. But I did watch the first 20 minutes of the draft only because I wanted to see what the hometown put on.
Man.
And I was very impressed.
What a party. Man.
Wow.
200 plus thousand people.
They do it right. They do it right back we in Nashville.
So now if Vegas, crushes,
next year.
It should rotate between those two.
Yeah. I mean, it's Vegas without the gambling. That's all. And it's
that's
just
the best part of Vegas.
Nah. Well, and the
gambling.
Frozen margs and hockey, Dumb and Dumber handing out $100.
All of those things are true, but I want to gamble.
Yeah. I feel
you missed it.
How far out of downtown Nashville is the closest casino?
No. Oh,
ballpark it.
Hockey
honestly, I don't even know if there's a casino.
Have you looked
in Tennessee?
I'd say you have to go to Kentucky.
That's not cool.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a long way.
It is.
Well, either way, I watched last night's draft and said, man, this is a real shame that the Power Trip's not broadcasting from Nashville, covering it like a blanket.
Right. Yeah.
We got to change that. Next year, where is it next year? Wherever it is next year, we should go.
It
doesn't
even matter.
I don't care if it's in Buffalo, New York. Let's cover it next year.
Hold on. Let me look it up.
It is Minnesota Sports Station.
It's in Vegas.
So why would we not be there?
I agree. Let's cover it next year.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas, Nevada. Garrett Bradbury is your new teammate. Chris is reporting he can't snap.
Yep. Did you?
I got to think a center is a long snapper's worst nightmare because if he's a center and can snap, you're in trouble. But he's just a tank that can't snap.
He can't snap.
I watched a video on him last night. He is good.
He's a tank.
Yeah, he's super good, man.
What a thick dude, man.
Hey.
But, again,
lucky.
He does dominate, but how boring are centers' highlight reels? Maybe you like them, but...
I like them.
Holy cow. That's not a... It's a hard thing to sell when the Vikings put out a six-minute video like, look at Garrett Bradbury. It's like, can you just show me Odell Beckham Jr. highlights?
I'm biased because I have an offensive lineman as a brother.
Of course.
Right.
And they would...
All right. So as a guy that has an offensive lineman as a brother, and you enjoy offensive line play, what'd you see when you watch the highlight reel? What does he do well?
Lots of pancakes.
Oh, my God. Now I'm hungry.
That sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know, if you're getting drafted in the first round as an offensive lineman, you're an athletic person who can move his feet really well for that size. And so I'm excited to meet him for the first time, and as I'm sure everyone in the building is.
And he'll be here today, right?
Yeah,
they,
3 o'clock.
The press conference.
Press conference
we did
today.
See that. Yeah, there's a press conference today.
Will he be at Buffalo Wild Wings with PA in charge?
Don't know. I know that's happened in the past, right, where the first-round pick rolls in.
Treadwell was there, and I think Mike Hughes even was there.
That's very possible.
Talk about a crazy 24 hours for people.
Can't imagine.
Like, big time.
You wake up yesterday morning, and you are still technically a college student, I guess, and then... In 24 hours, you're picked, know your destination, and are hopping on a private jet and flying to your new city.
Part of the destination thing is the thing that I think people undersell because they're all getting paid, right? They're all achieving their dreams. They're NFL players. They are a first-round draft pick. But what if in the back of your mind you're going, I don't want to live in Detroit? Dang it. Like, this is sweet that I got picked eighth, but Detroit... This sucks.
Like the guy who got picked at Miami? Hell yeah, South Beach.
Right.
The guy who
no wonder he's dancing.
San Diego. Well, L.A., but
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for draft coverage, you guys brought on a guy who wasn't drafted.
Great point. Yeah.
Fair.
Good radio.
Wasn't either.
Yeah, good radio.
Yeah.
Neither one of you were.
Either.
Yeah, right.
What do you think about Pat Elflein at left guard?
I don't have any opinion on
that. No opinion.
I don't know.
Right. Well said.
Right.
Well said.
So now last year it was not a zone blocking scheme, mm-hmm. and we're transitioning to that now?
That seems to be what is in the news.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's whenever there's new coaches that come in, and I mean, obviously Kevin Stefanski has been here for a long time and done a great job, but when there's new systems put in, you know, you don't, if you're not in those meetings, like I'm not in offensive meetings,
sure.
I'm working on special teams right now. You don't really get a feel for what one side of the ball or the other is going to do until you get a little closer to the season. But, you know, I know that they're working really hard at it and, going through the playbook, and they're already getting a lot of work on the field.
Hey, can we play a quick game? But you have to be unbelievably honest for this game to work.
Sure. Thank you for your honesty.
Does that work?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to promise anything.
Well, let's just promise your honesty.
Thank you for your honesty.
Don't answer right away because I want to play the game with these four gentlemen. If Kevin answers honestly, how many snaps he thinks he had last year that were poor? Let's just say poor or worse than poor, like horrific. How many will Kevin say he legitimately did not consider to be better than poor?
We need to remember the loss of the digit.
Oh, yeah. And he only missed, what, one?
Two. David Morgan filled in for two.
He's handsome.
But how many bad snaps does Kevin McDermott think that he had in 2018?
I guarantee personally you he knows thinks. Each one of them. He's watched them on film. He knows what he did. I'm going to say four.
You're going to say four. Creasel.
I'll say he's very modest, so he'll rip himself more than he should. He'll say seven.
Sauce.
I'm going to say two.
AJ.
I'll kind of split the difference and say five, and I like Creasel's logic. He's going to take the blame maybe for a bad punt or a bad field goal that he shouldn't take the blame for.
Corey, how many do you think? 40?
How many snaps were there?
I'll say about three. Okay. Kevin, how many legitimately poor or worse snaps do you think you had last year?
Okay, well, I'm not going to answer, honestly.
Damn it!
Thank you!
That means it's a lot.
Or it's zero.
No. Or it's zero. Or he doesn't want to brag.
That's what it is, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's zero. He's too nice of a guy to go. Oh,
no. Here's how this goes. There's always a scale of how bad things can be. Right?
Okay.
On the poor end, I'd give myself about 10.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that it wrecked the play, right?
Exactly.
Got you.
Where at the end of the play, I was like, I could have done that better.
But we got away with it or something like that.
Yeah, right? whether it's laces on a field goal or... You know,
tough catch for the holder.
How I blocked on a punt. Because there's way more that goes into every snap than just a regular, you know, how the ball comes out and where it lands.
Can I ask you a question about the laces bit?
Yeah.
How do you control that?
Lots of practice.
I mean, but is it
rotation?
You put the right amount of spin on it?
Well, so a lot of it has to do with the distance between me and Matt Weil, our holder.
Uh-huh.
So I set my feet the same way no matter where the ball is spotted on a hash, or at least using a hash as a reference point. And Matt does the same thing when he's setting up for his spot. And, lots of reps, lots of practice. And the ball will spin 2.5 times when it leaves my hand until Matt catches it.
So is this a dumb analogy? But I assume people who juggle knives have to practice so much. They know exactly how many rotations.
Absolutely.
For how high they throw the knife. So they're not surprised when the handle is the end that they catch instead of the blade.
Yeah, it's not dumb luck. Right. Same thing for us. We're not going out there and it's like, oh, wow, great. It ended up this way this time. and what you're taking into account is, on game day, the balls are a little slicker because they only get 30 to 40 minutes prior to the game to break in the brand new K balls. You could be dealing with wind or weather. And then, or like in my case, halfway through last season, I had to adjust on the fly because I was wearing a splint on my left pinky.
Man.
Is there a laces out scenario for punting?
No.
That doesn't matter. You just get the ball to them.
Yeah, you're looking for a specific spot location. Laces from that distance are much harder to get.
And they'll adjust it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Was your brother drafted?
Yeah, he was. Sixth round of the Patriots.
Sixth round. So what was that like when he went through the process?
Oh, it was nails on a chalkboard for me. I was home with him for the whole experience. And, he was thinking he'd go anywhere between second round and undrafted. He really had no idea.
That's almost scarier when you think it's potentially as high as second, and it keeps going and going and going.
Well, and in his senior year at UCLA, he decided to come back. You know, he could have come out, and we think he made the right decision, but he was a preseason All-American, and then his first game of the year, he went up against Miles Garrett one-on-one at Texas A&M. And, he played pretty well, but there were a couple of times where, a first overall draft pick is going to have his way. And so on day three, rounds kept going by and kept going by, and there were guys who didn't even play tackle in college who were being drafted as, like, projects over him.
Wow. What was the moment like when he got the call?
Well, we turned the television off, and we went over to one of our buddies' farms, and we were on the drive out there, and he got a call from Bob Kraft. And
was he in Florida?
Bill Belichick.
Greasy.
Yeah, did he ask your brother for $60?
Jesus.
Are you going to watch that video when it comes out? Because we are.
Yeah, we're going to have a screening.
The Robert Kraft video. We're going to watch it together on a loop. Serious.
With lube.
You guys are ridiculous.
With no loop hockey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Corey?
Yes, sir.
Did you know, sir, that today is a day, a national day, that I think you, sir, will celebrate?
I didn't know this until I read it in the prep, but I saw it, and I'm not going to celebrate it, but I absolutely should be, because it's one of my all-time vices.
Listen, you're going to have a microscope put up your wanker.
In about 2 weeks. This is my Vegas tradition, right?
What, putting a microscope up your wanker? What?
No, that's my Twin Cities tradition.
Oh. Before or after Blue Chew?
Right.
Both.
Today is National Pretzel Day.
Man.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Soft pretzels are my weakness.
With cheese.
Auntie Anne's has a buy one, get one deal all weekend long where your second pretzel is free.
Well, then I'll take 20.
That's what I'm saying.
Where is one? MOA?
Yeah.
They're all over the place. Yeah. Basically every
Vegas
mall.
Airport on the way out of town. Yeah. Yes. Auntie Anne's is the savior.
I already got three of them, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I did it on the way out, and then I sat down next to Sauce, and he goes, God dang it. And he got up and got the same thing. You got to do it.
How have we not mentioned that Stanley from The Office lives for this day?
Yeah, pretzel day.
It's pretzel day. Pretzel day.
No cuts.
364 more days until the next pretzel day.
It's also Avengers Day.
Who's seen it?
Nobody here yet.
Bona saw it last night, and then somebody who works here saw it. And they both said it was, and Tina and then John Justice down the hall. Tina cried for 10 minutes.
Yeah. 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. 97%.
Everybody loves it.
Man, I can't get away for a 3-hour movie with a 4-month-old.
Great point. Tell her you got practice.
Yeah. Tell her you're going with me and you have to buy.
Yeah, right.
What really matters is next on the Power Trip Morning Show. Kevin McDermott is here. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
This dude is tough, he's physical, he's got great athleticism, he's got great balance, he played great against Clemson, he played great against all these ACC teams, started at guard his sophomore year, started at center his junior and senior years, but this guy is one of the best centers that we've seen in a long, long time. I believe he's a can't-miss guy, he's going to play a lot of football for us, and he's very smart and very tough.
Coach Zimmer on. Our brand new Minnesota Viking.
Garrett Bradbury. So it sounds like he fits two things the Vikings offensive line from afar have been lacking, right? Is we need a little more bite, a little more mean streak to us, right? And it sounds like he's got that. But he also is athletic enough to fit the new Kubiak/Stefanski scheme, right? So get out and run.
Yep.
But be pissed when you get out and run.
That's right. Go get him.
Sounds like he fits both.
It does. Kevin McDermott's in the house as well. Hi, Kevin.
Morning, Hawk.
As is John Creaser. Good morning, Johnny.
Hi.
You got AJ Munster behind me. Expecting Mark Parrish as well. I almost said Mark Potter. Good morning, Mark Potter, wherever you're at.
Probably listening to Chevelle.
He probably is. And Corey Coven meets us, Paul Lambert. And by the way, our good friend Michael Shines and I, tomorrow night in Waconia for the Waconia Hockey Association.
What time will that be?
Oh, good for you.
It's open to the public. It's a 20-plus show. Doors open at 6. Michael goes on at 7:15. I go on around 9:30. Full bar, all that stuff. It's for the Waconia Hockey Association. So awesome. Please come on out. It's going to be fun in Waconia.
Cool.
Yeah, man. Good time for a good cause and all that.
This is one of the rare years where the Vikings could take a center in round one and everybody's happy. PA, doesn't happen very often.
PA was beyond happy. Nice. He was so pumped.
You could have pole vaulted out the window.
It was fun listening to them as like, you know, it would be like defensive player, quarterback, defensive player. Like the legitimate excitement they all have is fun to listen to.
However, when Lindstrom went to the Falcons, yes, you could hear PA's heartbreak.
Yeah.
Because I think that was
his guy.
Well, I think I think he wanted either Lindstrom or Bradbury. So when Lindstrom went 14th, I think he got nervous that they were going to miss on both.
That Carolina would take Bradbury at 16.
That's yeah, there's still a little uncertainty whether that would start a string or not.
Yeah. But yeah. We got there.
Man, how good would a banana split be right now?
Oh. No, it's pretzel day.
Yeah, I'd eat both.
Give me the works, right, both? Kevin? Give me the works.
There's cookies
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, this is America.
Cookies?
Yeah, have both.
Have both.
Yeah.
Hey, can we do What Really Matters? Because I got some good stuff.
Let's yeah.
That
yeah,
sounds man. Really, really good to be.
What are you wearing?
Who are you talking to?
You.
You can see me.
No. What Really Matters is brought to you by...
It's brought to you by Chris Lindahl Real Estate, home of the guaranteed offer.
Former Timberwolf Sebastian Telfair has been found guilty on a firearm charge in New York. He's facing up to 15 years in prison.
Balls.
He'll be sentenced in June. He's 33 years old. He was arrested on a gun charge in 2007 as well and got 3 years probation. This one was from June of 2017. He was pulled over without his headlights on. Hmm. And then the police found multiple weapons, including a semi-automatic gun, loaded guns, tons of ammo, and weed. I don't care so much about the weed, but he was... locked and loaded and ready to go. I don't know how many years he's going to get, but he's facing up to 15 years in prison.
All of this because his Sebastian lights Telfair. Were not on.
Yeah, turn your lights
it's
on.
It's a bad start.
Attention to detail, man.
Yeah.
He was the next big thing, man.
He was. He was supposed
to be.
So good. New York legend, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Sebastian Telfair. What really matters is this.
Never mind. That was a joke.
The most popular souvenir. Have you ever been to Coachella?
Ugh.
Is that a yes or no?
That sounds like a yes.
That sounds like a
That's a no.
Oh, no.
You would like to go.
I've been to Coachella for Stagecoach.
Ah, which is awesome. Mm.
What is
it's
that?
Fantastic. It's the
it's happening this
West
weekend.
Coast version of like CMA Fest.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay.
It's a bunch of country acts go out to the Coachella Valley in Palm mm-hmm. Springs and play a big music festival. I was at Coachella listening to Rascal Flatts. When they announced that Osama bin Laden had been killed.
Wow. Wow.
Talk about a crowd yeah. reaction.
Oh, I
remember
that. Yeah. Absolutely. That would have been awesome.
Holy moly.
So Stagecoach is like Coachella at Coachella with a lot less LSD.
Right. And
no,
apparently,
no. People do not go to Coachella. If you want to do like drugs, you go to like Woodstock
Bonnaroo.
Or like Bonnaroo, right? Like, Bonnaroo
Burning
is
Man.
This, yeah, Burning Man.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's, I think, all
Burning Man. Let's do all of those.
Coachella is, they literally take, like, all of LA's nicest restaurants, open pop-ups on the polo grounds, and yeah. you go there with, like, 17 outfits and take a bunch of Instagram photos and
people
listen
go to
some acts.
Coachella to tell everybody they went to
yeah,
Coachella.
No, I mean, it's not even going to the music festival. It's like you go
to be seen
at the parties that are outside of... I have friends that go to Coachella to go to the parties. They don't even buy tickets to go into the festival.
Hmm.
What?
Well, this year, the most popular souvenir at Coachella was herpes.
Yep. I
awesome.
I saw this on TMZ. Yeah,
and a doctor from an online... Yeah, I know, lady.
Was it Antia at Coachella?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
No way. She's not like that. A doctor from an online herpes treatment service called Herp Albert... not Herp Albert.
Herp Albert? Do you have him in a can?
Herp Alert. Said there might have been an outbreak in Coachella this year. They normally handle 12 cases a day in Southern California, but during the first 2 days of the festival, they got 250 inquiries.
Jeez!
The inquiry. Whoa. So that part of it would
That's
be interesting.
Yeah.
What is it on your crank?
Yeah, right.
Where hey, you go, uh-oh.
Yep, look at here.
Look at here.
Over the past 2 weeks, you know? Over the past 2 weeks, 1,105 cases have been reported to Herp Alert from outside and around the Coachella Valley.
Yeah, isn't that your dad's AOL screen
it's
name?
It's never yeah. too warm for a rubber, kids.
Oh, well,
my God.
Amen.
I know
Amen.
Palm Springs gets warm, but...
Beautiful PSA, John.
Yeah.
How would you like
yeah.
to have on your business card that you work at Herp Alert?
I'd love it if I was getting paid. No big deal.
All yeah. right.
Hey, what do you do? Oh, I'm a long snapper for the Minnesota Vikings. Oh, what do you do? I'm a professional speaker, and I have a book. I'm an author. Hey, what do you do? Oh, I take calls at Herp Alert. Yeah.
Well, here's what I don't want.
You just
don't...
have a big set of GHs, and
right.
they just that's where you do your exams, I'm guessing. You go, nope, you're good.
Well, I was going to say, that's I don't mind working there. I just don't want to be the guy that has to say, yeah, that's definitely herpes.
Right.
Over and over and over.
Yeah, sorry about your crank.
You got to give the...
What do you think the rate of actually being diagnosed with herpes is? Because if you're going in to get checked, pretty
you
likely you probably...
Yeah.
There's something
right.
growing
yeah.
on
yeah.
there.
That's unless it's bubble gum.
Yeah.
If, you're, right, yeah. if you have the reason to call Herp Alert, you probably...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you went crazy with the Pop Rocks.
Yeah. Or the Nerds candy.
Yeah.
The Twins host the Orioles tonight at 7:10. Alex Cobb versus Perez. The Twins are 13-9. They swept Baltimore last weekend. Baltimore's 10-16. What if they want something like 9 straight, right, against Baltimore?
Yeah, they dominate Baltimore. Yeah,
this like is that. What they need because they got their asses handed to them.
I would assume tomorrow
bullpen's
will be
hideous.
Snowed out.
Which is great because I got Champions Club tickets, so I'll just hang inside and sip on cocktails.
Since I was watching Channel 5 last night and watching that ridiculous Luke Bryan addition to the NFL draft coverage, as soon as it was over, Dave Dahl said he thinks it's going to miss the Twin Cities, that it's going to hit like Worthington, south, Marshall, sure, that's the southwest corner of the state, that he thinks it's likely that the Twin Cities do not get snowed on.
But even if we do, just come to Waconia and come to our concert.
Yeah, or stay inside.
It's, yeah, yeah, it's, why not, right?
Or listen to The Fan. Nordo and I are doing 3 hours tomorrow on the draft.
Oh, boy. What really matters is this.
I listen to your 24-hour show.
3 hours on the draft? Tomorrow? Yeah. Oh, boy.
I'll listen.
Thank you, Hogs.
As long as you often update the latest picks.
Yeah, we
like,
will.
Do that often.
And update the latest Herp Alert count.
Yeah, yep. Do that as
That's
well.
Dwight Hockey again.
That's not funny.
No.
It's my dad. Actually, it's not.
You know the things you say about my dad.
Yeah, all of it's true. Amazon just announced they're planning to change Prime from free 2-day shipping to free 1-day shipping. And I, for one, am on board with it.
Hell, sure. Yes.
Let's do this.
Even when you order things you don't need, I ordered light bulbs because I think I bought ones upstairs that were too bright. I wanted them that day.
Yeah.
They weren't coming until Thursday afternoon, right. And I'm like, that. This is unacceptable.
Yeah, no, what is going on? Right.
I will say, Amazon Prime with a baby is a game changer.
Oh, I bet.
Completely, right?
Like, I will soon learn.
Anything that you want.
You will?
Yeah.
He's expecting.
Look at
you
my
can't
stomach.
Tell he's showing.
You look great.
But no, it's like, oh, we need diapers. Okay, well, I'll just Amazon them. They'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, you're
going to
learn.
You don't have to go to the store. You don't have to do anything.
Nope. Target pickup, where you can order ahead and just pull up and get the stuff there. You're gonna
Wait,
do...
Target has that?
Oh, yes.
I think it's kind of new, though, right?
Within the last year or two, probably. But you just pull up the app. You can order stuff. They'll do their little shop. They'll shop it for you. You pull up into the spot. They'll walk it out to you. You sign it and go.
Give them a smooch.
You're going to do that all the time.
Big wet
shoot. The grocery shopping smooch. Bit where they go grocery shopping for you. Mm. You're going to do all that
Instead
stuff.
Of a tip.
Or, Kevin, here's a little pro tip that I went through.
Uh-oh.
As a diehard Target fan. When the wife needs something for the baby at Target, you go get it.
Oh, yeah.
Willingly go get it. And then you take a quick 30-minute nap in the car.
Yeah, that's right.
To get away from the screaming and the diapers and the feeding.
You go see Avengers.
Now that there's a Raising Cane's right by the Target that I frequent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
So do you sprint through the store then like it's guys' grocery games?
Right.
And you're
just, mission accomplished, nap time.
Or with diapers.
Or what you do is you just buy a bunch of it ahead of time, keep it in the back, and then go, I'll go to Target. You go like 2 blocks away.
Even better.
Sleep in the car, come home.
Yeah.
Even better.
I like grocery shopping, though.
You run into Target and you go,
we're tired of business as usual.
NBA tonight, Golden State at the Clippers at 9 o'clock. Golden State leads that series 3-2. They are a 9.5-point favorite tonight, minus 550 on the money line. The Clippers are plus 400, over under 232.5.
Hawk, your thoughts.
I don't know.
What really matters is this.
I do know this, though. There's a lovely part of Nashville right up the hill from where all the festivities were. But there's a temple of Zeus. Or Athena, right there,
the
right?
The Parthenon.
There you go. Since you know that, maybe you know this, Kevin McDermott. The word trophy comes from the Greek word tropeion, which referred to parts that soldiers would cut off other people in battle to celebrate their victories over them.
Jesus.
I gave someone 2 trophies.
Yep.
No big deal. Jeez.
Look at you. Or giver.
Pay it forward.
Yeah, man.
Kevin gave the Rams a small trophy.
Very small.
He did. Some bird ate that. I'm sure of it.
Some bird.
I'm sure of it.
It's a circle of life. What if that saved that bird's life?
Great point. Circle of life.
Can we also not mention my injury on the football field with like Creasel's sacrifice in the same sentence?
I think you sacrificed more because
can we just separate those two?
If you're hurt, the Vikings can lose. Well, who cares about what happens to him?
Exactly.
He'd say the same thing.
100%.
Oh, God.
What if your finger, what if it's the opposite? What if your finger killed a bird because somebody choked on it?
Yeah.
What if the bird is like, oh, that looks good, and then choked to death?
And you killed a bird.
Hey, Pelican Hogs. From Finding Nemo.
Remember when we saw this in Vegas and you just sobbed?
Actually, no, I don't.
Oh, yeah. Well, you
That's
did.
Pretty wasted.
It was great. It was the best.
So good.
Oh, so good.
Kevin, I think if you played initials every week, you would win once in a while.
You I got a good feeling about today.
Do you really?
You don't play frequently enough to give yourself that opportunity to play the percentages. But one of these days, I think you're going to get there.
The real travesty was letting the B squad opportunity slip through my fingers.
Yeah. Good point.
Right. Letting Tyler George walk away with a victory.
You got the A squad today.
I know.
AJ's here. Sauce is here. Hawk's here. Parrish is here.
That's okay, though. That means that I just need to get like three or four.
You need about four.
That's right.
Four, five will almost guarantee you the victory. Four probably gets you the win as well in a five-way battle. Good point. Have you played three-ish times?
I think I've played three.
I'm cheering for you today.
Initials at 8:15. When we come back, Mark Parrish expected to join. We'll also, of course, break down Garrett Bradbury, the 18th pick in the draft. He is your new Minnesota Vikings center. We'll talk about Garrett right after this with Kevin McDermott of the Minnesota Vikings. I'm a fan.
What the fan?
Oh, sorry about that, Dave. Hey, tomorrow night, Light Up the Night for Heroes 5K, a yellow ribbon event in Montrose tomorrow night. Come on out. Run on a beautiful evening in Montrose. The fifth annual Light It Up for the Night Heroes 5K. That's not what it is. It's the Light Up the Night for Heroes 5K. I can't read. It's not what I do.
It's tough.
Yeah. An annual fundraising event that supports the local service members and gives a chance to give them the recognition they so richly deserve.
Almost there.
God. The race is intended to be a fun and family-friendly event. That includes music, food, drinks, and a beanbag tournament. Put together a glow-in-the-dark outfit and run and come and have a good time with everybody. Again, you might have figured it out in there somewhere. It's called the Light Up the Night for Heroes 5K. Tomorrow night in Montrose.
That's awesome.
And I'm coming out of retirement to sing the national anthem for tomorrow night. I know. Rasper asked me to, and I couldn't say no.
I'm going to cut right to the chase.
Go ahead, please.
I don't like charity.
I understand you don't, sir. I know
you
don't.
It feels to me like I'm giving money away and getting nothing in return.
That's exactly right, yeah. That's right. That's kind of the point.
That's a great bit.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you this hour by Culligan Bottled Water.
It's too abrupt for me. I'm not going to lie to you. It scares the hell out of me every time.
Yeah.
I'm going to take off that gunshot at the
very
beginning.
I
like that. I just don't like the...
Diego's so good.
Yeah, I like his voice. I just want to
he's great.
It's time for you to take off
this
your
sounds
pants.
Like major market radio.
Yeah, I don't like
you
that.
You want him to do what?
What?
He wants you to take your pants off.
Paul, it's your time to shine. Go.
Okay. The Minnesota Vikings...
I think Chris just sneezed his brains out, I think.
Did he just sneeze fart?
I think
so. Is he bleeding?
Is that what just happened? What just happened over there?
No, I did it. So, well, this is disgusting what I'm about to say. And you saw it, AJ,
sorry,
so I apologize. So I'm sitting here and I realize I got to sneeze. And so I turn around and I reach for the napkin so I can cover my face. Mm-hmm. And I miss... And I sneeze and farted at the same time. And somewhere there's a glob of mucus that I have no idea where it's at.
And some diarrhea.
I felt it come out.
This is like find it. Something about Mary. Check your hair.
Yeah. Oh, check it off.
Sick.
Yeah. Sorry about that, AJ.
Gross.
My turn?
Your turn.
Sorry. The Minnesota Vikings selected Garrett Bradbury, center out of NC State last night. He's 6'2", 308 pounds. He was the Remington Award winner, which goes to the nation's best center. He allowed two sacks in 2018. The top five went Kyler Murray, Nick Bosa, Quinnen Williams, Clelin Farrell, and Devin White, the linebacker, went to LSU. And then the Giants took a quarterback, Daniel Jones, at six.
Make him be quiet.
The Twins start a series tonight with Baltimore. It will be Alex Cobb versus Martin Perez. The Twins are 13-9, and they are tied for first in the Central. The NBA playoffs continued. The Spurs tied up their series with the Nuggets 3-3 after a 120-103 victory. The Bruins won 3-2 in overtime over the Blue Jackets. Charlie Coyle had two goals,
including the winner.
Yeah, the Bruins lead that series 1-0, and the Blues won 3-2 over the Stars. They are now up 1-0 on that.
Blues
series.
Lead 1-0. Yes, sir.
You okay?
Yeah, babe. I had like what the NFC North did for picks, but I passed over that for time constraints.
Thank you!
You know, I've waited years to hear somebody say that.
Why don't you go through it anyway?
As follows.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. How do you pronounce the tight end from Iowa?
Yeah, well, it depends. If you're Mark Rosen, you call him TJ Hockenson.
The Lions selected tight end from Iowa, TJ Hockenson.
That is the correct answer.
Eighth overall. The Packers went Rashawn Gary, defensive lineman, and then traded up to pick 21 to take Darnell Savage, a safety from Maryland who everyone loves.
Who took the other Iowa tight end?
The Denver Broncos.
At 20, right? Yeah.
Yep. Noah Fant.
So that was crazy for Clemson to have three defensive linemen taken in the first round. But I think equally as insane is two tight ends taken in the first round from the same team.
The stat, yeah, right. I think this stat is correct. I heard this last night on ESPN. First time ever a team has had two tight ends drafted in the first two rounds, let alone the first round.
Wow.
That's sweet.
That's
They're
tough to do.
Really good, man. Sucks that he had to go to the NFC North, though.
What do you think, Kevin McDermott?
It's impressive when teams, colleges, can recruit people that are that good at one position and hold on to both of them.
Right. Yeah, right. No kidding.
Today, most of the time, you have guys who, they show up at a place, if they're not getting the majority of the time, they just transfer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to have two guys that are first-round draft picks at one position at one school is
That's a
unreal.
Damn dynamite drop-in.
Kevin, you're good at sports talk.
That's why I asked, right there.
Yeah.
Can you read?
I can.
Okay. You could do radio.
I can't read well.
That's okay. It's all about effort.
In the middle of opportunity!
Oh, okay. God, that guy's great. Kevin, have you heard that whole thing?
No.
Oh, my God.
He's so fired up.
Yeah.
Who is this?
My name is Phil Davidson.
There you go.
It's from something like 9 years ago, but we're just stumbling upon it now, and it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Lowest speech of all time.
Small level local politics is the craziest. You meet the craziest human beings. They are so passionate. And that level of politics directly affects everybody.
Yeah.
They're the ones putting in the stoplights.
Right.
And doing so it matters. Not sure that the county treasurer is going to make that much of a difference, but no one could question that man's passion.
Well, I'll tell you what, he thinks it makes a difference.
The Stark County Treasurer's Office is a mess.
And who needs to take over?
Okay. I have been a Republican in times good, and I have been a Republican in times bad.
I wonder what Phil Davidson's greatest quote is. Like, does he have a favorite quote? I wonder if he's got a favorite quote of all time.
I think that he does, yes. Hold on, I got the whole thing, hold on.
Drastic times require what? Drastic measures, yes! Who said that? Thank you! Drastic times require drastic measures!
That's not the one you were talking about, though, is it?
That one's a good one, but I just wonder if anybody's ever inspired him. You know, like Albert Einstein or somebody.
I didn't lay in the whole one, damn it.
Damn it!
In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity!
Yeah. Do you get where he whimpers?
In the middle of opportunity!
No, damn it, I cut it out.
That's all right.
I'll get it. I'll do better.
It is it is kind of horrific when you're going for your party's endorsement at the local BPOU and you've never been in politics before and you're talking about your beliefs and your plan for something you have never done before.
Sure.
And all you see is just people blinking.
Yeah.
You don't know what you don't know if they're agreeing. There might be a couple nods, but they're trying to. So this is one way, I suppose, to really just get your point across. Just yell.
He definitely did.
Yeah.
Round two of the NFL draft starts tonight. Pick 33 is the Arizona Cardinals. The Vikings, as of right now, are slated to select 50th overall.
I wonder what their approach will be. Rick Spielman?
Well, we'll see how the draft comes tomorrow night. And I do prefer to trade down, but also depends on who's on the board and what opportunities are there. But we always try to land 10 if we can. But if not, we're just going to take the best football players that are going to help our football team next year.
Dynamite. There'll be a dynamite player at 50 for them. Mm. Whether they trade back or whatever they do, they'll get a dynamite football player.
How do we know that?
I don't know. I mean, I guess numbers wise would say they won't.
If we get another awesome offensive lineman, I'm going to skull chant naked tonight.
Will you video that for KFAN?
Sure.
What's the website, Corey?
KFAN.com.
Do you go to it?
No.
Where'd Hogs go?
I'm
right
here.
What?
You can see me.
I can't.
Because my fat head's in the way.
No.
Parrish is here. He just walked down the hall.
Yeah, you're in his blind spot because I'm in the way.
Ah. Oh, well.
And I could move, but I'm busy.
I understand. People of Minnesota, representing, making national news this week. Two stories in the news about two different police officers pulling people over for watching TV on their phones as they drove.
What?
Well, was it pure?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, well, then.
No. On the 15th, a police officer in Blaine pulled over a 32-year-old woman for watching Parks and Recreation on her phone while she was
that
driving.
That idea is literally the greatest idea I have
no,
ever heard.
No, I would disagree, Rob Lowe. And then earlier in the week, a state trooper in Minnesota pulled over a guy for watching Law and Order on his phone while he was
Law
driving.
Law and Order?
Yeah,
Was it the regular Law and Order, or was it SVU?
Probably SVU. It's probably SVU.
Which is the most uncomfortable show to
watch. SVU and the SUV.
That's right.
Yeah.
put your phones away. Everybody.
Old episodes of Law and Order, whalers.
They're always good.
Oh, they're always
good.
Whalers.
It's always going to be good.
But when they, yeah. The guy, is it Roebuck or Bruce Roebuck?
Sears Roebuck?
The guy that died?
Jerry Orbach.
There, Corey!
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
So, true story.
Bruce Roebuck.
This is a true story, and it's just the proof that Corey speaks...
Meat sauce.
And my mom speaks Kelly. Kelly called the other day when I was over there to tell my mom about somebody who she knows won an award. Tell my dad. She was really excited that somebody she knows won an award. And my sister is loud. She's a Lambert. And my dad's like, oh, cool. Tell that person congratulations. My mom brilliantly goes, she's talking about Full House. It's Michelle won an award in an episode because Kelly loves Full House. It was funny to see.
Great story. But compelling.
My dad thought it was like some Michelle my sister knew. And my mom's like, no, no, no. It's Michelle from Full House. She watches that episode all the time.
Great story.
Because Kel loves Full House.
Yeah.
Great story.
And she thinks they're new episodes. So
great story. Great.
She's going to be devastated about Aunt Becky.
Yeah.
Tough break for Beck.
I think my dad tried to make an Aunt Becky joke to her, and right over Kel's head. It's funny, though. I thought it was a good story, man.
Great story.
Prosecutor humor.
Yeah, great story.
And my sister would be better at this job than I am.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
If the Chiefs offered up Tyreek Hill today... That's the end of my question.
I thought you meant for sacrifice. I'd be all for it.
Me too. Have you guys read the transcripts?
Yep.
I listened to it.
Yep.
Oh, I haven't listened to it. I choose not to listen to it.
It's not as bad as you think. It really isn't. It's just him denying a bunch of stuff, but I mean...
What do you do when the child is bad? You make him open up his arms and punch him in the chest.
Yeah, that's what she says, right?
And he says, you use a belt too.
Yep.
And then she says, he's terrified of you. And he says, you need to be terrified of me too, B-word.
Yeah.
Right. Seems like a standard.
He's garbage.
Kansas City is really good at judging character, it seems.
Well, but they cut Kareem Hunt.
They
Jeez,
did.
That was dangerous. Wow. No,
you did a good job, though.
Dangerous.
You
went with it.
Kareem Hunt. Woo! Dodging bullets.
Nice shot.
If they did that, though, my guess is Tyreek Hill is also going to be dismissed. I know they are suspending him from team activities. I assume they're going to go through the process here. But my guess is they acted pretty swiftly with Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
did it again?
Yep, nice job.
Like 5 for 5, killing it. Yep.
This is
my
worse
guess
than,
with Hill
than what Hunt did.
Did you see what ProFootballTalk.com tweeted?
Go for it.
He basically tweeted that if they don't get rid of him, he doesn't think he can cover this league anymore.
Can I say something about that though? I like Mike Florio. That is absolute nonsense.
Yeah, it's hyperbole.
That's grandstanding for attention. I think Tyreek Hill sucks too, and I hate when the NFL does that too. I love my job. I'm not quitting my job.
Right.
Right. I mean, come on.
He's not.
Do you know how much money Mike Florio makes doing what he does? The smarter thing to do, and of course, it's the thing that he will do, is just rant about how dumb the NFL is for letting Tyreek Hill to continue to play. He's not going to stop covering the league. That's like a fake protest. That's grandstanding to grandstand.
It's like saying you're going to quit the initials game if you get passed.
It's exactly the same thing.
How could you be in a locker room with that guy, Kevin McDermott, right? I mean,
I'm not going to comment on this one. I'm going to stay away from this.
Yeah, that's probably a safe play.
Just in case he's a Viking?
I think how different that is.
No chance.
You know, a year ago, the two of their stars are now gone.
Yeah.
Well, he ain't gone yet.
Well, he will be, though. He will be back. Because that talent trumps everything.
I don't know.
Talent trumps everything.
Yeah, but how many strikes does this guy have now?
48.
Multiple strikes.
Is it the same woman?
It is.
Yeah, any terrible
punch her?
Yeah,
while she was pregnant. The same person.
While she was pregnant. In the belly, by the way.
So he's garbage.
This kid's mother he punched. Just,
yeah. I hope he never plays again.
Right.
But you know how this league works.
Well, I know somebody who'll never play again. We lost John Havlicek yesterday. Did you guys know that? That was 79? Mm-mm. Yeah. Legacy built over 16 years with the Celtics. NBA champions 8 times.
Jeez.
John Havlicek died at 79 yesterday. Apparently he was good at basketball.
That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
Well, I figured a sports station needs to know that John Havlicek died.
That's I've four never times. Heard that name. It's four on. Times the number of championships.
You've never heard the name John Havlicek.
No, I've never heard that name before in my life.
That's impossible.
Really? It's impossible.
You've watched and listened to Red Sports for 36 years.
What are Red Sports?
Russian sports.
Conservative.
Communist.
Yeah, I'm shocked if that's the truth, but...
That's almost impossible.
Hmm.
That's too many championships. The Boston area has too many. They're they should to, share.
They might win the sweep.
See, what if Bernie Sanders gets elected, Boston maybe he'll spread sweep. Championships out throughout the country, too. Hmm. Take from the people who keep winning and give to the states like us.
Mookie Betts, you're going to the Twins.
Take him.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what?
Can I please have your attention?
Yeah, I don't care.
It's official now. Rami Malek is the next villain in the James Bond film.
Oh, no kidding.
That's a good Rami fit. Malek.
Heck yeah.
Next Bond villain.
Well, I'm telling you, this podcast that he's doing is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I got to say, you've listened to it all too?
No, what is it?
Not caught up with the last episode, but it's good.
It is called...
Blackout.
Blackout. And it's a fully produced, like back in the old day, radio show kind of style thing.
Sweet.
But with modern technology, so it sounds like you're in the room with them. And it's about this town up in the northeast where the whole place is blacked out. I think the whole country's blacked out. But anyway, he's the star, and it's him and a bunch of other actors. And it's really, really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Really well done.
Can you do a James Bond impression, Hogs?
Sure I can. They'll shake him.
That's actually decent.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, babe.
See? Mm-hmm.
That was the Pierce Brosnan James Bond, correct?
The Pierce what?
That's. Did Parrish pass?
No, he's here.
He's right
chilling
behind me,
back
dude.
There.
He's right behind me, dude. Netflix this weekend, the premiere of Chambers, a horror series about a teenager haunted by visions and dark impulses after a heart transplant.
What?
It stars Sivia Alaira Rose, but also has Uma Thurman in it, who moves her big toe. What?
Must be nice.
Kill Bill.
Yeah. The second season of The Protector, a Turkish series dubbed in English. Don't know. And the second season premiere of She-Ra, The Princesses of Power.
She-Ra, would you?
Hard.
Netflix will buy just about anything.
They will. And I'll
are
watch
they anything.
Are
oh,
they bringing
I watched
back
your show, Hockey.
Did you watch Happy?
Yeah.
And? It's a lunatic's asylum, isn't it?
I think it's a real life Looney Tunes cartoon.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah,
I
it's
love it.
It's yeah, it's weird.
Is right with the little blue flying unicorn.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
I've seen an episode. It was a little crazy.
Yeah.
Wait till you get to the third episode. Holy balls.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll continue, but yeah.
All I can see is Detective Stabler the whole time.
I know, but man, is he crazy. I love him.
Kevin, are you a Thrones guy?
I am definitely a Thrones guy.
You are, and you're caught up?
Yeah, I'm caught up.
Your thoughts on this season so far?
It's been good. Yeah. I'm ready for this weekend, though.
Correct. That is the correct
winner,
answer.
Winner.
It's been fine.
That is the best Game of Thrones episode ever made.
Yeah.
We have that one, too.
Yo, of course we do.
Ask and thou shalt receive.
Just wait. The dragons are coming.
Weren't we told to stop playing it?
Who cares?
Yeah, Common thinks it's dumb. That's all right.
I just love when he says, Floppy Wiener, Floppy Wiener. Floppy Wiener's funny.
This should be the theme for the company. Herp Alert.
That was a wiener party.
Yeah.
All right.
Brilliant.
All right, Chris, you got to go?
Got to go.
Take it easy, buddy.
Yeah. I got a Books and Brewery event coming up on Thursday, May 9th at UTEPL's Brewing from 5 to 8 p.m. Hope to see you there. Drink some beer, sell some books. And then a open to the public speech at MSU Mankato on Thursday, May 23rd. So
nice.
Bring your friends awesome. And family and hear my story.
Where can we find that info?
JohnMCreasel.com. I love you guys. I will see you next Friday.
Love you.
You're the man.
Bye.
Mark Parrish breaks down the first round of the NFL draft next on The Fan. Now don't you hate, oh, hesitate.
everybody. Thanks for tuning in on a Friday morning, 7:24. A cast of thousands in the studio today, just the way we love it. Breaking down your newest Minnesota Viking and the entire NFL draft, as a matter of fact.
Which is great because we have a couple of draft experts, Kevin McDermott, who didn't watch it, and Mark Parrish, who... Did you watch it?
The playoffs are on. Are you kidding me?
Point. NBA?
Of course you didn't watch it.
No.
Zip it, sauce.
Watch your guy, Brady. Charlie Coyle, score the overtime game winner.
He's played very, very well for Boston. Yeah.
Good for Charlie.
Yep.
I have a question for Parrish.
Go for it.
How can a team be so bad at the power play?
Oh,
Parrish.
The Nashville Predators. Roster, Nashville, it makes no sense.
We were the only team in NHL history to make the playoffs, being the worst team in the NHL at the power play. Or yeah. Something like...
Oh, really? That's never happened before?
Never happened before. We were dead last.
And then they went on and scored zero power play goals. I'm sure it had nothing to do with their overtime losses and losing to Dallas in six games or anything like that.
It's a problem.
It's incredible. With their lineup, you'd think that they just accidentally would have scored a couple.
Dumb luck.
It's incredible that they just struggled with it. I think they got in each other's heads too. Like they just, and if you watch their power plays, they were bad. I mean, they're just bad. They were slow. They looked indecisive. They really never even tried to shoot the puck. There was nobody that got to the net. It was, I'm sure, it, you know, my good buddy Peter Laviolette lost more hair watching that because it had to be maddening for him. There's no reason for it with that lineup.
Now your Islanders are back at it, though, too, right? Round two for New York. Yeah. Is that tonight?
Yep. Start off tonight.
Carolina.
Carolina. I'm looking forward to it. That's two of the probably the fastest teams. Take away Colorado's top line. That first round, they both were just absolutely flying. It was really impressive the way Carolina took down Washington. It's impressive what Trotz has done in Long Island. And boy, did they miss him in Washington.
Were you surprised that the Giants took Daniel Jones sixth?
What now? Who's what?
Do you think Kyler Murray, do you think Parrish could tell us where Kyler Murray played college football?
No.
I don't like this game.
No. Yeah.
Could hockey?
He thought Zion Williamson either played for Duke or Minnesota. So he definitely does not know where Kyler Murray played college football.
Somewhere in Texas.
All right, I like hypotheticals. Would Zion Williamson have been a first-round NFL draft pick?
Probably.
At what position?
As what? Like
any position.
Tight end?
Tight end?
Like LeBron at tight end?
Yeah.
The closest comparison would be like Julius Peppers, right? Who was a freak, giant athlete at North Carolina, dunking on everyone. And then what? Went second overall, right? And had a Hall of Fame career.
Antonio Gates, was he a basketball player?
He was undrafted,
He didn't play football. He was just
wasn't
a basketball player.
Wasn't he undrafted in the NFL?
Yeah.
Wasn't he just a basketball player?
Yeah, at Kent State.
Yeah.
All right, here's a question I don't know. If LeBron James wanted to play football today, could he sign with any team he wanted, or would he have to enter next year's draft?
Well, I think he could sign anywhere because he's not eligible for the draft because he's been paid. Does that make sense?
Sure.
It sounds like you're making it.
But no, like he doesn't have an
you might be right.
It's an eligibility rule.
I don't know how it works, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, none of us believe you.
No, okay, that's fine. You sneeze farted. You sneeze farted.
I did, and I still haven't found what it came out, and I feel terrible. I know, I feel terrible.
What end? Did you poop?
No, I didn't say what end it came out of. My God.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, did Zion play any other high school sports? Or was it just basketball?
Probably not. He grew up in the era of you play basketball year-round and
specialization.
And he's been the next big thing for about 4 years. Sure. So he probably was told 4 or 5 years ago, shut it down.
Yeah.
Play basketball and only basketball.
I would argue, and I guess I don't know fully what like hockey or soccer or whatever they do, but basketball was probably one of the first sports with AAU to really start that like year-round specialization that almost all sports do now. Mm.
Hockey. Wow. Would you rather watch an NBA playoff game or the NBA draft lottery? You have to watch one of them.
Well, the lottery goes by really quick.
Yeah, that's a 10-minute process. Okay,
the first round of the NBA draft or an NBA game?
Definitely the draft.
Hmm.
for the same reason that people watch the NFL draft that didn't care about football, right? You would at least maybe be curious about stories.
Sure, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
The drama, the trades. Drama.
But in the NBA draft, you'd have to watch players put a hat on for a team that they're never going to play for. Because they've already been traded. That's always such a weird thing.
It is.
I don't like that that the NFL has taken the cameras out of the green room when somebody is falling.
Yeah.
I miss the drop cam.
They showed Drew Luck a lot.
Drew Luck,
that guy.
It's Why'd they show Drew Luck?
His brother, Drew P. Wiener, was there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Whole family of Wieners.
Really?
Yeah, Drew P. was there. Yeah.
You?
Hanks to the left. Wiener was
That's
there.
His first name. That's the worst first name.
So Drew Locke's brother, Drew P. Wiener, has a different last name, so a different father probably, but that father named the kid the same. So both brothers are named Drew.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Is one of them Andrew and the other one's just Drew?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Was that confusing growing up for the mother or father to yell Drew and then both of them turn around?
No, because he would say, hey, Drew P.
Okay.
Mm. Hey, you slept great, but you didn't get much sleep last night, did you?
I did not.
I can tell.
My dog got me up at 2 a.m. Spray pooping and throwing
up. Was she spraying poop?
She's making a video for your dad.
How dare you? According to a new study out of the University of South Florida, missing out on a very small amount of sleep can wreck your entire day.
Parrish has got that covered.
Let me tell you.
You're sleeping for the rest of us.
Yeah. The researchers found that people who got just 16 minutes less sleep than usual had a rough time focusing and processing information on the next day.
So everyone who has a kid.
Yeah, and can I ask, does it specify 16 minutes less, or was it interrupted for 16 minutes? Because there's a difference.
What is that like, interrupted?
Yeah, right.
Well, that's Corey coming into your house looking for you.
That's true.
Doesn't say that.
Oh, right back asleep. That did not last 16 minutes.
My hypothesis would be that if you got 16 minutes less, it would have a smaller impact on you than if you had to wake up for 16 minutes in the middle of the night.
Mm. I do that almost every night.
To feed a baby or let the dog out or go pee or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I tell you, one of the great pleasures of my life, though, is when you wake up to go pee in the middle of the night and it's like 12:30 in the morning, you're like, I've got 3 more hours of sleep.
Yeah.
And you run back to your bed.
But it happens so infrequently.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Sauce, what were your big takeaways from last night? You stayed up and watched the entire thing.
Well, then I have.
You got notes. It's like Tommy's takes, but with the NFL draft.
Oh, my.
And not as good. I actually graded all 18 picks.
Oh, my God.
Why'd you stop at 18?
Because I got bored. And no one cares. Hey,
let's hear them. Grade them out.
No. I thought about deleting this and never bringing it up because you get an A for a-hole.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Why did you mention it if you weren't going to say it?
Yeah, and
attention.
How about you just give us the lowlights and the highlights?
Like, I gave the Raiders an F.
Because? Who did they take?
Cleland Farrell.
So because you don't know who he is, you think they failed.
I gave the Lions
draft grades,
A++. Plus.
Ooh, not even just a plus, two pluses.
Two pluses.
How many Iowa games have you seen this year?
One.
Okay.
Yep. In Las Vegas, I was drunk.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I gave Ed Oliver an A.
The player
to Buffalo.
Himself? Okay.
Yeah, to Buffalo. Gotcha. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, where does your brother play now?
Kevin? The Bills.
That's right.
He works for Best Buy.
Sorry, I'm talking to the.
He'll get to practice against Ed Oliver. Battle Ed Oliver.
Yeah.
Looks like a freak.
Yeah.
Sauce gave him an A.
I did.
What the Bills get?
They got it's a dual grade.
Ooh.
It's like a group project.
Oh, yep, got you.
What else?
I did a group project in high school. We had a photography film class, and I didn't show up, but the dudes that were really nice put my name on the video they made. Got a C.
That's pretty, that's very indicative of your life.
Well, they just said, hey, if you hang around and do this, you'll screw it up and get in the way.
True.
Just don't show up. We'll do it. Put your name on it.
You are, again, for the 15th time on this show, the poster child for No Child Left Behind.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, you did a school project where you didn't put any effort in and you put your name on it. You did a draft rehash and grading where you stopped at pick 18.
Literally describing
the power trip.
Yeah, but
nobody cares after 18.
It's the power trip.
Yeah.
My daughter's guidance counselor the other day said something to her, and then she related to me, and it blew my mind, and it made me mad. She was told, whether it's homework, projects, studying for a test,
Work for about 30 minutes and then take a 15-minute break. 30 minutes on, 15 minutes off.
Now that's like for icing an injury.
Well put.
This is the laziest generation of all time.
How about, did you hear the thing about Montez Sweat yesterday after he was drafted, why he fell? Chris Mortensen or whatever the other guy's name is, flat out said he doesn't like being yelled at.
Yeah.
Parrish, how would that go in a hockey locker?
Like,
Work doesn't like getting yelled at by coaches, and that's not how you motivate him. And I relate completely with him.
Who was the team? Was it a college team or a pro team that was going to let the players have social media?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Kingsbury. That's what it is.
Yeah.
The Cardinals.
What? Yeah, phone. He said he used that in college too.
No, phone breaks, right?
If you have a 30-minute work schedule and a 15-minute break, how would you ever get anything done?
I'd set a record for naps.
That is not how the world works. I just think that's horrible advice. 30 minutes on, 15 minutes off. I need a break. You just started.
Don't yell
at me. Get back to work, you lazy ass.
I've never worked a half hour on anything. I mean.
Yup.
Vikings news is next. We have a lot of Vikings news because they have a new center and they have a second round pick that we can discuss. Vikings news with Viking Kevin McDermott right after this on The Fan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the Patrick Morning Show. Thank you for tuning in.
Great song.
Thank you. I do like this song.
Hell yeah.
So the Minnesota Vikings have a brand new player and are expecting at least two more tonight, but maybe less, maybe more. Who knows? It can get crazy up in this joint.
Kevin knows, but he won't tell us.
Kevin McDermott, were you, I don't know, surprised, shocked that they tried to, Arizona tried to trade the number one overall draft pick for you?
I mean, that seems like a reach.
Yeah, well.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Of course.
Hogsley did.
The Vikings would not do that because they like you. And Arizona settled for this.
With the first pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray, quarterback, Oklahoma.
Congratulations to him, and congratulations to your newest Minnesota Viking. And that pick sounded a little something like this right here on The Fan.
With the 18th pick in the 2019 Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Garrett Bradbury, center, North Carolina State.
And why did they do that, Rick Spielman?
Well, we give these guys probably two or three different types of intelligence tests, and he was one of the highest guys in the draft on how he came out on those scores. So there was no question he was going to check all the boxes from the tests we give him. And then when we interviewed him and actually watched his tape while we were at the combine and had him go through all the adjustments he made and the coaches gave him different scenarios, he just rattled them off like he was an offensive coordinator. So I know one of the key traits and one of the most important traits is not only being able to block up front, but also being able to think and think quickly on your feet because a lot of things happen fast.
There you go. We have begun.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Radco.
Truck accessories.
Stomp bomb.
Garrett Bradbury. The center, and even though Kevin doesn't want to talk about it for obvious reasons, I get it, you don't want to put anybody in a bad spot, but the consensus thought is that Bradbury is now your starting center, and they'll move Pat Elflein to left guard, most likely, and have Klein be the right guard, Ryan O'Neal at right tackle, Riley Reiff stays at left tackle, which was one of the other theories, too, right, is that if they had drafted a left tackle, they would have thought about moving Riley Reiff inside, and a lot of people said, that's probably not a great idea. Let's not do that. So, for now, they've avoided that. Riley can stay outside.
Well, yeah, and I think what PA said yesterday was that basically the more you start shifting, the more new pieces you have. Like if they'd taken Juwan Taylor, then you got to do something with Brian O'Neal. Then you got to do something with all these other guys. And you have four different guys playing four different new spots. So, yeah, what you said.
By the way, credit where credit is due. In a power trip mock draft that didn't go quite right for a lot of reasons.
Shocking.
Charch did pick Garrett Bradbury for your Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, and if you listen to PA again last night during the broadcast, if you read between the lines, it sounded like he was going to be very happy with Chris Lindstrom of
Boston College.
Boston College, thank you. And then Bradbury from NC State. Those are the two that the Vikings probably had pegged as we could slide him right in. Was Lindstrom a left guard, too?
Yeah, I think he only plays left guard.
Boom, there's your starting left guard, or in this case, boom, there's your starting center. That there's no shifting of positions, nailed it. That it's just a natural fit for whoever you drafted, and it looks like Bradbury gets to stay put.
Chris, you mentioned that the Power draft didn't go how you thought it was, but Charch picked it. He did throw the caveat that he didn't think that it was going to fall the way that it had fallen for you guys yesterday.
Right.
Now, it went differently, but nobody thought that it would fall and he would necessarily be there. I think everyone was assuming he'd be gone earlier.
So now we have at least two picks. Do you guys figure we'll have two picks today? You think we'll do some trading? What do you think?
I think it all depends on who's there. I mean, I'm serious. But if like a bunch of these linemen go, or if it's not, never mind. Sometimes I wish most of you would die on your way here, and I could just sit here and be quiet, and I could get made fun of.
That's great radio.
Yeah, it'd be a terrific show. It'd be dynamite. Absolute silence.
It's an interesting
make him be quiet
scenario today, because Rick has always said that he desires to leave the NFL draft with 10 players. They have 8 draft picks right now.
What a slut.
So if he still wants to stick by that, they need to figure something out. Now, that being said, they need about $7 million to sign this draft class, and they don't even have 2. I think it's like $1.89 million right now. So something is still going to have to change, whether that be a trade of a current player, a cut of a current player. They need to figure out a way to get about $5 million just to get this draft class signed as it stands with the 8 picks right now.
Great point.
Which is a minor incentive to move back. The further you move back, the less you have to pay each draft pick.
And you know, you could, if you're moving back to get picks for next year. I mean, they have this science that the Vikings front office knows better than all of us do of building for this year and building for the future and where the priority is, and if they think they have the pieces they need for this year to be competitive, or if there are still some holes that they need to fill. And we've mentioned some of them, you know, running back depth, wide receiver depth, offensive line depth, long snapper depth.
It was Parrish.
Yeah, Parrish, why would you yell that?
Why are you doing this?
Are we still talking about football?
Yes.
Yeah, what else did we talk about? The Wild suck?
Hey.
Playoffs, and they've been out for a while.
Yeah, the playoffs have been fun.
Has hockey watched a single...
Parrish, who's going to win this year?
Tampa.
Patriots.
You're still on Tampa.
I have no idea.
Did you pick Tampa to win?
Insane. Yeah. You know what? I actually feel like I did pretty well on my bracket because I finished 3-5 in the first round. Mm. There's a ton of experts that literally went like 0-8, like 1-7. Yikes. These are experts.
Which three did you get? Do you remember?
I got San Jose, Boston, and the New York Islanders. And I'm pretty much kind of screwed after this round. Well, no, I still got San Jose going on after this round.
What was your take on the egregious Game 7 Vegas and Sharks debacle, the five-minute major?
It was incredibly entertaining. It was a horrible call. There's no way it should have been a five-minute major. And I know everybody's going bonkers, and they handed San Jose the game, but they scored 4 power play goals in 4 minutes.
That's unbelievable.
4 power play goals in 4 minutes. I'm sorry. It's a five-minute major.
But unacceptable.
But 4 power play goals. Like, what happened to your PK? Like, you can't just sit there and be like, it's their fault. Like, stop them. Lay down, block a shot, stop something. Like, it's incredible to me. Yes, they got tough call. Bad calls happen, obviously, even in the playoffs. What the heck happened to your penalty kill?
Well, the Sharks have a really good pee-pee.
You'd know better than I on that one.
Okay, I'll stop talking. Yeah, that's a good plan. I'll just won't say anything.
No, it's cool. Hey, did you guys hear, by the way, and I'm going all over the place, but I want to get it in before we have to go to initials game. If they asked you, Kevin, to be on the cover of Madden 2020, would you say no? Are you worried about the curse?
No.
It's special. It really is. I mean, when you look at the guys that have been on that cover, from Michael Vick to Tom Brady, Drew Brees, to name a few, I mean, it really is a special moment whenever I got to really see that cover and see myself on it.
Well, that, of course, was the one and only Patrick Mahomes, your cover man for 2020. Here's something I'm excited about as somebody who likes college football more than pro football.
Yeah.
There hasn't been an NCAA football video game released by EA Sports since the summer of 2013.
Well, and we just talked about that with Tommy because of the lawsuit.
That's right. Yeah. Well, the new Madden 2020 cover featuring Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, as I just said, Patrick Mahomes on the cover, was revealed in Nashville prior to the first round of the 2019 NFL draft last night. The latest edition of the NFL video game will feature a new game mode called Face of the Franchise QB1 Career Campaign. The game mode allows you to create a college quarterback and then choose from 10 schools to place them on. Those schools include the Longhorns, the Tigers, the Gators, the Sooners, the Clemson Tigers. I should say the LSU Tigers. USA, it doesn't matter. Users then get to use their quarterback in the college football playoff before continuing the created player's journey into the NFL draft and beyond. That interests the hell out of me. That's the kind of thing I like when it comes to football games.
So
career mode.
But it's very limited. Do they have to be, I bet that they would, have to be very careful that a number of a player for a team doesn't necessarily fit the attributes of an actual player in real life.
Well, and I think it's easy enough just saying, you know, any similarities are completely by accident.
Throw that caveat out there and cover your butt.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, man. I loved college football games, man. And Tommy's going to love them, as we mentioned, because it looks like he's going to get paid,
Kevin.
Don't
get paid.
What is this?
Oh, you don't know about this?
Well, I used to...
So were you in a college football game?
I was.
Okay, so there's a window of time.
5 years?
And Tommy played from 2013. No, when did he play?
Yeah, I don't know.
Tommy's,
he's what, 26
he's
now?
26.
So he's been done for 4 years. So let's just say 11 through 15-ish.
Yeah, so he played a couple years in this four-year window. And there's like a class action lawsuit against EA.
Oh, I'm a part of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's about to get settled and you about to get paid.
Yeah. I don't know how much, but you're going to get paid.
I think Tommy might have been a little more excited about it than you would be.
Right. Do you want us to have him make the check out to Pampers directly, or do you want to just go ahead and put it in your
God.
Whoever
people who buy things are suckers.
Yeah.
Whoever, good for you.
Whoever what?
No, I'm just saying whoever has to cash all those or write all those checks to how many NCAA football players. Man.
Yep.
I loved that game.
I loved that game, man. I did. I loved those NCAA games.
Well, and the college basketball games are fun, too. March Madness.
Do you guys play Madden on your Twitch?
We did last
week. We did.
Last
week. I thought it was boring as hell.
I'm great at it.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand it.
You want to play with us sometime?
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
you should,
be great.
Man. What games do you play?
Anything and everything. I don't own anything.
Are you a ringer at any certain games?
We'll have to find out. Nice. It's been a while.
Okay.
Pick any Tuesday you want that works with your schedule and... join the old Wombo Twitch channel. Half your teammates are Wombo sports athletes anyway.
I see that.
David
great time
Morgan,
to mention.
Welcome aboard.
We'll stream the initials game today on the Power Trip Twitch channel.
Twitch.tv/PowerTripKFN.
So if you want to see right in the studio and maybe see Kevin McDermott wipe the floor with us.
Maybe. And don't forget, the last couple of weeks we've been trending nationally. We've been top four or five when the initials game rolls around. And you can still guess hashtag Power Trip on Twitter. Who wins initials between Parrish, AJ Hawk, Kevin McDermott, and Meat Sauce. Yes. If you get it right, you are eligible for a $100 Visa gift card thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew. One of you gets randomly drawn from the pool of people who pick the correct answer.
As we go to break, I'm just going to go ahead and get this out there. If you are driving with kids in the car, a Blue Chew chewable spot is the first commercial after traffic. All right? So just tune away for about 2 minutes
and then
come back. I apologize.
It's learning.
But Chad Abbott can't take any more hate calls. And I'm going to say something about a wiener. It's going to happen.
It's science.
I know
it's
it
medicine.
Is.
You're doing it for the kids, huh?
I am. Well,
to create kids.
Yeah.
A lot of the kids listening wouldn't be here without us. Kevin McDermott, Mark Parrish, and the rest of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to your little Power Trip Morning Show. 8 o'clock hour, Mark Parrish, Kevin McDermott, both in studio, along with AJ Monser, Meat Sauce Paul Lambert, Corey Cope, and myself. And we are bringing you the 8 o'clock hour. We have a brand new Viking. His name is Garrett Bradbury. He is an offensive lineman. He's a center extraordinaire. He's got huge hands, and they're very excited. NFL Draft continues on this radio station tonight. But of course, not only do we have that going on and Game of Thrones continuing,
yes,
we have the most anticipated movie, perhaps, in the history of anticipated movies?
In terms of box office, maybe. Mr. Z joins the Power Trip Morning Show every Friday. Hi, Mr. Z.
Hey, guys. What's up?
All right. Now that we have at least the first sip of Avengers Endgame, give me your box office prediction for the weekend.
Well, the easy thing to say is 275, because that's kind of the that would be the record. The record is currently 257. Whether it's going to pass 300 or not is kind of where everyone is going. I think it's going to have passed 300 just by looking at last night's numbers. So I think we have a possibility of a $300 million opening weekend.
Wow.
And much like Titanic crushed back in the day, that's despite a three-hour film, right? So it's not like it's an hour and a half that you can just keep showing it and showing it and showing it and showing it. This is a three-hour film that's locking down screens.
Yeah, it's way different. And Titanic is also different because it didn't open that. It opened relatively small and just played for like 20-some straight weeks with being number one at the box office for about 10 straight weeks. So, but yes, one of the things that's helpful is there's not much out right now. And so if you have a theater with, 18 screens, there's only four or five, six other screens that need to be showing something else, and all the rest you can give to Avengers. But, who would have thought that a three-hour movie about the Avengers would be, it's like news, I've been in the business a long time, and for a long time we always, we just get used to hearing that the theater business is going to be over, people are going to be on their iPads, they're going to stop going to movies, and it's just refreshing to be reminded that people will go out with their family and friends to watch a three-hour movie about the Avengers. So it's really cool.
Mr. Z, Kevin McDermott here. Is this really the last Avengers movie?
Well, it is the last Avengers movie with these faces in it. But as we know from like the comic book history, the Avengers team up all the time with different members,
Oh, yeah.
So what we're looking at is we're looking to start fresh with a whole bunch of new superheroes that haven't had their own movies yet, and then they will reassemble as the Avengers at some point. But there are many people that you are seeing for the last time on screen as an Avenger.
Why would you say that? Spoiler alert.
Well, whether they die or not, even if they are not croaking, they will be. They're not going to be around. I would project so. So yeah, it's cool. It's weird to think that in this day and age that the two things that we're talking about are going out to a movie that 30 million people are going to do, and then watching a TV show live on Sunday night. it's great. It's great that that we have this much excitement about a movie.
Cannot wait.
It's a comic book film. It started with Iron Man a long time ago, which did a lot more than anyone thought it would. And now we're ending here all these years later with Avengers Endgame.
Does this path that Marvel has taken, especially at the end here, does it change anything with DC? Like, do they have a plan with Batman, Superman?
Yes, we talked moving forward about last year when we talked about the fact that DC brought in James Wan to direct Aquaman, and you could just tell when you watched Aquaman, it was different. It was colorful. It was bright. It had humor. You can see what they were trying to do with it was to try to get more like. And so, yeah, I think we're going to see the rise of DC upcoming with James Gunn directing Suicide Squad 2. Gunn, of course, directed Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2. And so I think Birds of Prey looks great. The new Joker looks great. I think DC has finally learned their lesson. And I think Marvel's taking a little break after Avengers, so this should be a DC for the next 2 years.
Good. I liked Aquaman a lot.
Yeah, I did too. It was fun. It was colorful. It was bright. It had humor. Like I said, it could have been a Marvel film. It just happened to be a DC film. So.
Was Shazam a DC film?
Shazam is a DC film, yep. Now, that's kind of a standalone film. I don't think they expect to go anywhere with Shazam, like in the future, which is fine, which is cool. There's nothing wrong with taking a fun character and making a movie about it and not having to fit into the universe. So.
Yep. Hockey loved it.
I haven't seen it yet, but I will, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's big bits of Tom Hanks and big as a superhero.
Sure. So. I already like it, and I haven't seen it yet.
Yep.
Sounds
yep.
right.
Yep. Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Z.
Thank you, Mr. Z.
Bye-bye.
Bye, babe.
There he goes.
All right, who's going to see Avengers this weekend?
I am. I have my tickets for Sunday morning.
I'm going Sunday at 2.
Pear Bear, going or not?
We'll see if Turner's schedule allows it.
Hmm. When's the first time you took a kid to a movie theater?
My own kid?
Yeah. Not some kid that you're just hanging out with?
Whoa. Right this way, young man.
We tested
Let me open
out.
The van door. We tested it out.
God.
Wow, you just kept going.
Want some candy before we get to the theater?
Oh, we're still going with it.
Are you a clown at this point? Okay.
Kevin, we tested it out
at three years old. Whatever.
And we did it at the Cabin Movie Theater in Spooner, Wisconsin. So like a small theater where we were most likely the only ones there. So if he and he did run around the theater. So
you're telling me taking a four-month-old.
Huge mistake.
To a three-hour movie.
Huge mistake, yeah. And honestly, I that's a douche move. It honestly is.
Any theater,
because Marvel
than...
movies are so loud, you won't even hear her crying.
But it's those little baby headphones.
It's just a terrible spot. It's unfair for everybody else. It really is, right? Because if your kid sleeps through the whole thing, great. But if it doesn't, then it's a disaster, and you're ruining everybody else's movie experience.
Go to every theater
except for... get to see the movie.
Yeah, Champlin on Sunday morning.
Yeah, or Showplace Icon at 2 o'clock. Yeah, do whatever you want. Right,
the first time we took Harper to a film was Finding Dory, and it was 4 weeks after it came out, and it was a 1 o'clock matinee. Whoa, And she did fine. Middle of the day, but yeah. I think there was two other people in the theater. So we were like seven or eight rows behind him, and she got up and walked around a little bit, but didn't make a lot of noise.
Jesus.
Matinee.
He was there.
Way after something comes out is the way to go.
Yeah.
Right. Or just say you got practice. I don't know how many times I have to tell you. Just say, I got to go to practice. I'll be back in 4 hours, and I'll smell like popcorn.
Special teams do like bonding?
Yeah.
Bondage. You got to take your new coach, you know, get to know him. Go sit in a movie theater where you can't talk for 3 hours.
Or take that money you're going to make from this college football lawsuit and then just buy a babysitter or pay a babysitter.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
Or buy one.
My God.
Own one.
Let's go to sports before he gets arrested.
Five
brought to you by Garage Solutions Minneapolis.
And GarageSolutionsMinneapolis.com. NBA playoffs back at it tonight. Golden State at the Clippers at 9 o'clock. Golden State leads that series 3-2. In the NHL, Carolina at Mark Parrish's New York Islanders. That's game one. That's 6 o'clock. And then the Avs, who you also played for, are at the Sharks. No, you didn't play for them. You were drafted by them.
They traded me before I stepped on the ice. They were smart.
Avs at Sharks, 9 o'clock, game one. Who do you like in both tonight?
I picked San Jose. That being said, I'll probably be wrong, just like every other expert has been this playoffs. If Colorado's top line, if they can't slow down that McKinnon line, they're in trouble. And San Jose struggled with Vegas's speed, but I believe their depth will come to play in this 7-game series and hopefully make me look smart.
I'm going to go through the top 18 picks in the draft. You guys stop whenever you think you have something to add that's interesting. Sound
good?
Can
I talk or will I be yelled at?
If it's interesting, then add something.
See you later.
Kyler Murray went number one, the quarterback from Oklahoma, the Heisman Trophy winner. Number one to the Arizona Cardinals.
I hope it works out for Josh Rosen.
He already unfollowed the Cardinals
as a UCLA alum.
Oh, he unfollowed the Cardinals?
That was something just tweeted, and supposedly Miami is trying to get him.
I hope it works out for him. Go Bruins.
Right. Number two, Nick Bosa, Ohio State, went to the San Francisco 49ers.
He died.
Is he projected, and again, this is projections, is he projected to be better than Joey?
They think he's quicker than his brother,
quicker than Joey.
Yep.
Okay.
Genius.
Quinnen Williams went third to the New York Jets. He's a defensive tackle from Alabama.
1 year wonder, who knows?
Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
Clelin Ferrell, Clemson defensive end, went fourth to the Raiders.
Hawk, your thoughts?
I like the name. I would be more appreciative, though, if he changed it to Colin. Be easy for me.
It'd be easier to say. Devin White went fifth, LSU linebacker, to Tampa Bay.
Nailed that one. Everybody knew he was going to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Corey, you got that one right.
Daniel Jones, Duke quarterback, went sixth to the New York Giants. Did you see their GM's quotes on ProFootballTalk.com?
No.
He may have been exaggerating, we're not sure, but somebody asked him, well, does this mean Eli's done? You've drafted Daniel Jones. He said, we may have Daniel Jones sit for 3 years like Aaron Rodgers.
Hold on one second. Hold on.
I mean, he's lying.
Yes.
The guy's lying, but he's just preparing everybody that Eli's not done, and we're not necessarily going to hand the reins to Daniel right off the bat.
Hasn't Eli been bad for like 5 years?
You know what, Kevin? Make a comment.
No.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen went seventh. He's the linebacker from Kentucky to the Jacksonville Jaguars of Anaheim.
Yeah, he's a first-team All-American, won the Bednarik Award and the Narskiski Award as well. For the top defender in the college football.
Did he win that from the Ying Yang Twins?
They probably did. I don't know.
Brilliant.
Just trying to add in some info.
Chris doesn't get that joke.
This is all I'll say, and then I probably will try and be quiet. This is proof that pick was that you draft best player available. He works best in a 3-4. They run a 4-3.
They did.
You take the best player available.
TJ Hockenson went eighth to the Detroit Lions. He's the tight end out of Iowa.
I'd say he's a top-level tight end. Mm-hmm. He's 6'5", 251.
Wow.
Pass-catching, inline blocking star.
How do you pronounce the name?
When did Mel Kiper come in the studio?
Yeah, I know. I know a lot about stuff.
He does. Ed Oliver went to Kevin's brother's team, the Buffalo Bills, the Houston defensive tackle who everyone says is an absolute freak. Lieber loves him.
I don't know much about him, but I know... he's got 53 tackles for loss in 3 seasons.
That's pretty good.
Just off the top of my head. I know. Wow. Big dude, 6'2", 287 in his pants.
Lucky.
You guys want hardcore football stuff? I'm here.
Devin Bush went 10th to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's a linebacker from Michigan.
I just love his last name.
Yeah, traded up for him. Good. He was wearing the weirdest outfit of all time.
Was he the guy, who was it whose dad was crying? It was a really sweet moment. He was his dad played for the Cardinals, for the Falcons.
Was it?
It might have been Bush. Nobody watched it but me.
You should play some Bush. Great point.
Won a national championship for Florida State. His dad did. That was the thing that
I think where they embraced. Think it was Devin. They embraced it like the 50 at one of those like senior games,
something like that. It's a thing that's happening more and more often these days. Is every kid that gets drafted, I'm like, I wonder if I remember his dad playing football. That's how old I am now.
Jonah Williams went 11th. He's the tackle from Alabama. He went to the Bengals.
I don't know anything about him.
Okay. Rashawn Gary is now a Green Bay Packer.
That's true.
He played defensive end for Michigan. He was the 12th pick.
Hey, Kevin McDermott?
Yeah.
Don't say anything controversial. Okay? He's 6'4", 277. He runs a 4.58.
That's athletic.
Okay.
Christian Wilkins, Clemson defensive tackle, went 13th to the Dolphins.
Would it be weird if he was not a Christian to you at all?
Are you speaking to the rest of us or Corey?
Anybody who wants to talk, I don't care.
Oh, good for him, man. He was super excited.
You didn't answer my damn question.
Great interview.
He went right over top of it.
14th out of Boston College, the offensive guard. The Falcons took Scientologist Lindstrom.
Wow.
Weird. I like that guy because he looked like when he was sitting on the couch between his mom and dad, like he wasn't sure what had just happened to him. He couldn't have been more surprised to have been chosen. I like that kid.
So you're saying he seems dumb.
No.
I don't understand what's happening. You've been picked to play football professionally.
Yeah, Huck,
what?
You love everyone.
Dwayne Haskins was unbelievably pissed last night. He was maybe the sourest first-round draft pick. He was 15th to Washington. He thought he was going to go, 10 picks higher? Maybe even more, right? Because there were rumors that people were going to trade all the way up to 3 or 4 to get him.
Right.
He falls to 15th. Cost him a lot of money. But his viewing party, Kevin, you said you didn't watch this, was basically 30 minutes from where Washington plays. I think that's where he grew up, I believe. Like, all of his family's still there. He seemed very bitter to be staying home.
Yeah.
Well, I'm impressed by the business acumen of this guy. He charged $50 to get into his draft party.
Are you serious?
Kidding me?
That's fantastic. Wow. I didn't see the draft party, but this dude charged for people to come and visit, and that is awesome.
It looked like it was his living room.
Wait a minute.
It was a bowling alley.
Was it really?
Yeah, because right when they showed him, I think it was his mom sitting next to him, moved something that like they didn't want for like free publicity or something. And
the NFL said they weren't going to show
Caribou Coffee. That's what it was. He was drinking Caribou Coffee.
They weren't going to show any shots that had logos in the camera shot.
It was Green Mill Pizza brought to him by Bite Squad.
That's interesting. Wow, that's really something. He charged to get in to watch the draft with him.
Charity?
That's awesome.
Or
I don't know, but just the making money off people. In his situation, he's about to be a first-round draft pick, and he's still thinking of like, how can I spin this to get,
Well, but now falling 10 spots cost him a lot of money. He's got to make that money up.
That's
true.
Ohio
State made a ton of money off of him for a year.
Amen.
And Ryan Burns went 16th. Dexter Lawrence went 17th. And then Garrett Bradbury, North Carolina State, was the pick of the Minnesota Vikings, 18th overall. We got a new center.
did which is not cool. allow a sack on more than 900 offensive snaps last season.
Oh, man. Jeez. Initials is next. Kevin McDermott plays for the third or fourth time. We'll look it up during the break. It's Sauce, AJ, Kevin, Hawk, and Parrish squaring off right after this on The Fan. You're such a gift to me. The Fan.
All right, here we are, 8:21. It's Friday. That means it's time for the initials game.
Hell yeah, Beavis.
Here we go.
Why couldn't we get Garrett Bradbury to fly in and play initials his first day as a Viking?
I don't know.
That's Tom West's fault.
I agree.
And is Garrett Bradbury going to show up to Buffalo Wild Wings in Edina?
Today?
With PA in charge.
Like, in just a few minutes when they go live?
Yes, at 9 o'clock.
I don't know.
B-Dubs Edina, 9 to noon. We'll break down Garrett Bradbury and all things NFL draft. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds great.
High for it!
Oh, cool. That's 9 to noon. That's later, though. Right now, it's time for this.
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
And specifically, the Mountain Dew Amp Game Fuel Lounge, now open Mall of America Level 3 West near Nordstrom, where you guys will be playing video games this Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m.
That's
Tuesday,
right,
6 to 8 p.m.
Hell yeah.
Video games.
I
Kevin,
can't wait,
come
man.
Play video games with us, Kevin.
Kevin.
I'm Kevin. In. Kevin!
Your attitude's poor, Kevin.
Kevin.
You want to play video games with us or what?
Or do you
yeah, I'll come.
Want to talk?
Nobody asked you,
oh,
Kevin!
Oh, you sound thrilled.
Wow.
If it's
it's coming down!
Yep, that's God punishing you for not answering, Kevin,
that
by falling on that lady.
Dark Star was...
I've done that so many times, backed into those panels, and those panels come crashing down on you.
Yeah,
that is
yeah,
they're secured really nicely.
I'm telling you again, it's Dark Star. He's haunting these studios.
Who does he hate?
Just like everybody else, Corey.
Oh, he liked me.
I think he liked
me. He actually did like me.
They had a lot.
He watches you do things now.
Yeah, they had a lot in common. He will definitely be there when you get your wiener scoped.
Whoa, dude!
Wiener
stop
scoped?
Being dirty.
Isn't that what's the technical term?
I thought you said stroked.
No. I said scoped, because isn't that the technical... Okay. Today,
you blew it!
I'm really nearing the end of my line here. Thanks, Traveling Wilburys.
Okay. Can we play the game?
Are you okay?
I don't think he is.
We play initials on the Power Trip Morning Show, and it goes like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. They all share the same initials. Each item has 6 clues. I start reading clues as soon as they know what I'm describing. They yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're out for the rest of that item. The all-time record is 9. You have to pronounce it correctly, by the way, too. All-time record is 9, held by AJ and Sauce. AJ is your all-time wins leader as well. And AJ, you have... 87 career victories.
Thanks, Corey. I got to turn that speaker in here down a little bit before we start. If I win today, you can head to the Rymal House in downtown St. Paul and tell your server that AJ won the initials game. They're going to give you a free tap beer and a $3 initials appetizer all weekend long at the Rymal House downtown St. Paul.
Sauce is second all time. He has 81 wins.
If I win, you will receive a beverage of choice from any of the Irish-born hospitality restaurants, Lola's Lakehouse, Jake O'Connor's, O'Donovan's, and, of course, McKinney Row. Just say meat sauce when initials to your server today through Sunday of this week.
Chris is third all-time with 54 wins.
Hi. My name's Chris, and I'm here with Radco.
Your truck.
That's right. If I win, you'll get 10% off your online order all weekend long at radco.com using the promo code initials.
Mark Parrish is fourth all-time with 18 career victories. Hi, Mark.
Good guys!
And
that's all you got.
One, two, three, four.
There's nothing else to say than that.
There isn't.
Let's see if this is right. Kevin McDermott, you have 5 career points. You are tied with such legendary initials players as myself, John Schuster, Mark Rosen, Greg Swedberg, Ron Johnson, Ryan Donaldson, and Pete Bursich.
We're going to get to 6 today.
Woo!
That's a great attitude.
Calling you
there
shot.
There are 2 Rubes that have 6. Rube Josh and Rube Chris Hansen. Both of them have 6. So you would join that elite. What? Yeah, that guy. The guy from
Dayton. How does Rosen only have 5?
He's bad at this game.
I know he's tall. And he
plays about once a year.
Rosie's the greatest ever after the initials. After somebody gets, he goes, yep, that's it.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah, he's really good at that.
Yeah. There's a lot of people in this building that do that.
Wow.
You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
No.
The initials this week are JM.
I knew it.
JM, item one.
Clue number one.
Is an Easter egg in NHL 2K8?
Clue number two.
His idol is Hall of Fame goaltender Patrick Waugh.
Mark.
Yep.
Justin Morneau.
That's right.
Wow.
Perry!
Is that a hockey one?
Wow.
Well,
okay, technically, it was a baseball.
What's he's super good friends with Morneau.
And
so
that
I didn't
might
know,
have been an
I didn't know
present.
I didn't know how I was going to get Morneau past Paris, so I tried to go down that route, and he figured it out anyway.
What's the East? The
he's in NHL 2K8 with the Canucks because he's a giant hockey fan, and he likes the Canucks. So you can play with Morneau as a goaltender.
Wow.
In NHL 2K8.
Okay. That was really good, Perry.
Thank you.
Mark Parrish leads one zip. Here's item two of JM.
Clue number one.
Appeared in 1993's The Fugitive.
Clue number two.
Has been seen near dinosaurs.
Clue number three.
Was a porn star in 1997.
Mark.
Okay.
Julianne Moore.
That's right.
Wow.
Did Sauce
what?
Not get the porn star one?
Good
it's a lady
Julianne
porn
Moore.
Star.
Hawk, you've met her.
I have. She's darling.
Darling?
Yes.
Perry, I'm proud of you.
Great
that
actress.
Was really good.
You, Sauce.
Wow.
Great, great actress.
Wow.
Parrish leads two zip. Here's item three of JM.
Clue number one.
Had a narrow spinal cavity.
Clue number two.
Friends called him Bird Legs.
Clue number three.
Often seen in red.
Clue number four.
Has four rings.
Paul.
Yep. Oh.
Joe Montana.
That's right. Dang.
I was like, that's too easy.
No.
Joe Montana.
I was like that as well. Yeah.
Would you have accepted
Joel Montana?
No, I was going to say something that might be an answer, so I'll be glad. This isn't my best day at work.
You blew it!
Parrish has two, Sauce has one. Here's item four of JM.
Clue number one.
Debuted in 1949.
Clue number two.
Connected to a 1993 surgery.
Clue number three.
Connected to the colors white, green.
Ball.
Okay.
Junior mints.
That's right.
Oh, good one.
Good one, Sauce.
I thought it was the first one at one, but I didn't want to.
And you don't even like Seinfeld.
That's it. Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
That was the surgery.
I don't even like candy.
That's not true.
I love candy.
That's the tie. Parrish has two. Sauce has two. Here's item five of JM.
Hi, guys.
Clue number
AJ
one.
AJ won with eight.
Clue number one.
Was seen on Stargate Atlantis.
Clue number two.
Appeared in Lego Movie 2.
Clue number three.
Hosted Saturday Night Live in 2018.
Clue number four.
Has been seen on Baywatch Hawaii.
Kevin.
Yep.
Jason Momoa.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah, nice job, guys.
Babe. Nice job, dude.
Aquaman and Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones.
Jeff
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, I did. Yep.
Shoot. Good one. All right, Kevin's on the board. That's career point number six. Parrish has two. Sauce has two. Kevin has one. Here's item six of JM.
Clue number one.
Was seen on Parks and Recreation and 24.
Clue number two.
Hosted Saturday Night Live in 2002.
Clue number three.
Has connections to Daryl Hammond.
Clue number four.
Briefly appeared in 2005's Wedding Crashers.
Clue number five.
His daughter appears on a daytime talk show.
AJ?
AJ.
John McCain?
That's right.
Ooh,
oh,
nice
wow.
Job. I didn't know he was in that.
Yeah, good, man. That's right, the Wedding Crashers thing. That's right. At the wedding ceremony, I think.
Correct, yeah, right off the bat, early in the movie. We're halfway through the game. It's a tight one. Parrish has two. Sauce has two. AJ and Kevin McDermott with one apiece. Hawk yet to score, but it's still
anybody's game because there are six items remaining. Here's item seven of JM.
Clue number one.
Was briefly seen in 1983's Christine.
Clue number two.
Was a devil.
Clue number three.
Appeared in a 2000 film starring Keanu Reeves and Gene Hackman.
Clue number four.
Famous for a Thanksgiving tradition.
Hot.
Yep.
John Madden.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Nice.
He's right. The devil.
Is it Hawk? Go, hey. Guys.
Parrish, help us sauce out with that one.
John Madden played for the Devils.
No way.
The other John Madden. There's another John Madden who also briefly played. He played for the Wild too for like a season or two, didn't he? A
couple years, yeah.
But there was another John Madden played in the NHL. He was a devil.
Do you know him, Parrish?
I do.
Do you know both of them?
Nope.
This is as tight as it gets. Parrish with two, Sauce with two, Hawk, AJ, and Kevin with one apiece. Here's item eight of JM.
Clue number one.
Was killed by Ghostface.
Clue number two.
Has a connection to Jim Carrey.
Hawk.
Jenny
McCarthy.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Good guy.
What's Ghostface? What's that?
That's Scream, yeah.
Scream. Oh, yeah.
Great song. Man, tight one. Hawk comes all the way back and ties it. Hawk with two. Parrish with two. Sauce with two. AJ and Kevin with one each. Here's item nine of JM.
Clue number one.
Was seen in Hamilton in 2018.
Clue number two.
Was mentioned in a 2014 song by Drake.
Paul. Ah, dang it.
Damn it.
Sauce was slightly first.
Johnny Manziel.
No, Hawk. Oh!
Okay, well, what were we gonna...
Yes, then.
Johnny Manziel is the right answer.
Draft Day, right? I think that's the name of the song.
The name of the song, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
What's that have to do with Hamilton, if you don't mind?
He played for the Hamilton Canadian.
Correct.
You dirty dog.
Really?
Thank you.
Great clues, Carr.
Thank you. Kevin figured it out after the fact. Absolutely. Sauce takes the lead with Johnny Manziel. He has three. Parrish has two. Hawk has two. AJ and Kevin each have one. We have three items left. Here's item 10 of JM.
Clue number one.
Connected to SMI.
Clue number two.
Pursued Frank Cushman.
Clue number three.
Connected to Warren Moon, Troy Aikman, and Drew Bledsoe.
Hawk.
Yep.
I'm wrong. Never mind.
Five.
John Matuszak.
All right, you are out for the remainder of item 10.
Is that Sloth?
Yep. Yeah. Sorry, that's dumb.
Clue number four.
Married Dorothy Boyd.
Paul. Jerry Maguire.
That's right.
Wow, he's on fire today.
That was big.
I need to win, man.
That was big. That eliminates AJ and Kevin mathematically, but you two keep playing.
Might not happen in a while.
Keep running up the score. It's not over yet. Parrish or Hawk needs the next two to tie. Otherwise, Sauce is the winner.
Come on,
so
good guy.
Sauce going for the win. Here's item 11 of JM.
Clue number one.
Connected to Marty Robbins in 1958.
Clue number two.
Also connected to Ashton Kutcher in 2000. Mark.
Just married.
Wow. That's right.
Wow.
How the hell did you know that?
I was sitting on that
movie. Wow.
I've seen that movie. I've watched way too many movies.
You saw Ashton Kutcher and Just Married?
I didn't say it was a good one and I enjoyed it.
Jeez.
I would have never got that.
Dude.
All right. Come on, good guy.
All right. Parrish going for the tie. Sauce going for the win.
No,
if anybody else gets it right.
Come on, Hawky. Let's do it.
All right.
Sauce is the winner if Hawk, AJ, or Kevin gets this right as well. Parrish. Come on, dude. You can do this. Item 12 of JM.
Clue number one.
Played Simon Says.
Paul.
Whoa. For the win.
John McCain.
Wait, you already did that.
That's not what I meant.
You are out for the rest of item 12. Don't break the headphones. He's out for the rest of item 12.
What just happened?
Clue number two.
We figured out that he mispronounced.
Often seen with a Beretta.
Oh, shoot.
Kevin.
Kevin!
John McClane.
That's right.
That's it. That's it.
And that wins it for Sauce anyway. Oh, my. Sauce, what if you had blown that?
John McClane from Die Hard,
not
you're
John McCain. Kevin just bailed your ass out.
I knew it, too.
You're welcome. Next time, you're buying golf. Paying next time. He just bailed your ass out. Sauce wins with four. Congrats, Sauce. You were due.
Thank you very much.
Man, that would have been one of the all-time blunders that Parrish stole it from you.
Die Hard with a Vengeance, Simon Says.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
With Jeremy Irons.
I knew that.
You did know it. You just said John McCain.
Well, my IQ could be a sleep number.
Nicely done. All right. Garrett Bradbury is a Minnesota Viking. Sauce, what happens now? Considering you won initials.
It's been a long time.
You have to do the bit now.
Now that I've won, you can go to any of the Irish-born hospitality restaurants, Lola's Lake House, Jake O'Connor's, O'Donovan's, and, of course, McKinney Row. Just say Meat Sauce won initials to your server today through Sunday.
Remember when John McCain said, yippee-ki-yay, mother bleeper? What a maverick John McClane was. One final segment right after this on The Fan.
With the 18th pick in the 2019 draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Garrett Bradbury, center, North Carolina State.
The one thing that really sticks out about him, and especially if he does end up playing at center, is his hand size was an inch bigger than almost any other offensive lineman. So that tells you that he has very good, not only can he play and move and stuff, but that hand size is very important for an offensive center as well.
Yeah, that's the only thing keeping me out of the NFL is I got hands like the guy on Scary Movie.
Take my
terrifying
hand.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of the draft, Kevin, say to Hawk and Parrish what you just told us about Nashville.
Oh, so Nashville is the bachelorette capital of the world right now.
Yeah.
And can you imagine if you had planned your bachelorette party for this weekend, and then you get there not knowing that the draft is there?
And you're telling you were telling us that you have friends that are saying that's exactly what happened.
Yeah,
that there's people posting on Twitter and Instagram bachelorette party pictures that are super pissed and bitter because there's nowhere for them to go.
Yeah,
that is not downtown bombarded with the draft.
Downtown is shut down. You cannot go anywhere. Way.
Exactly. You're gonna have to go way, way away from the NFL draft, which means you're stuck in the sticks.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned during that conversation, during the break, hotels are expensive, Ubers are expensive.
Yeah, you're booking your trip to Nashville, and you're like, man, why is the Holiday Inn $1,200 this week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least the Preds are out. That'll cut down on traffic.
It's true.
Too soon, Corey.
Yeah. It's sore subject.
Hey, do they believe in Mariota in Tennessee? Like, are the fans still behind him or not?
Yeah.
They are.
I mean, you know, from my friend's social media from back home that I went to high school with, they still
like him. Okay.
Yeah. He didn't receive a gigantic ovation during that awkward, like, kickoff the draft, and he said, like, two words.
Yeah.
I will say, I don't know how many people from Nashville were at that thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Good point.
Like, I have a lot of friends who still live back home, and they were excited about the draft coming that weekend, but they weren't going and standing outside on Broadway and watching the draft.
Half raining.
Yeah. I mean, it was raining for quite a bit last night. I think they were more excited about the festivities around it. I'm not sure if all of Nashville was out there. I mean, Nashville is a destination city now, so I think a lot of people were in town for it.
It was like the Super Bowl, right? When the Super Bowl was here, it seemed like a lot of people just stayed put. Like, I'm not going downtown and dealing with the traffic. And then the mayor, when the Final Four came back, the mayor's like, I shouldn't have told everybody to stay home. Come out. Come out and see the city.
Come on out, everybody.
Come hang out at the Final Four. And then it was a little more festive. A little better weather, though, too. That helps.
Yeah.
April versus January.
Well, and it was
February.
-10 that week. Remember, that was coldest of cold in January.
Yeah, it was a great day.
Yeah.
A couple of things for you guys real quick. Can I tell you something that's completely unrelated to football, the draft, or anything like that, but I just find amazing?
Yeah.
Please.
A woman in the United Arab Emirates has regained consciousness after spending 27 years in a coma.
You're kidding me.
No. Omar Weber said his mom began making strange sounds after an argument occurred in her hospital room. A few days later, she spoke for the first time in nearly three decades.
Wow. Whoa.
She was calling my name, and I was just filled with joy. Abdullah, the young, the lady's last name, has been in minimally conscious state since 1991, when the car she and her then 4-year-old son were collided collided with the school bus. He was in her lap, suffered only bruises, but she was left with a massive brain injury.
She never got to see Frasier.
Oh, God.
Things you've ever seen.
Wow. Where in the sweet hell did that come from?
That's really funny.
I mean, that's a great line.
I'd take my head off to you, but
what's gotten into you today?
Yeah.
She can watch it now. It's on streaming services. She can buy a box set.
Frasier is the name that...
Well, she's been in a coma since 91. Mad About You, Will and Grace.
There's a million shows you could have said. Frasier?
She's got a lot of shows to catch up on, man.
You could have said Game of Thrones.
You went back. Thrones.
To Frasier?
Mouse.
Not even Cheers.
Hey, man, toss salad and scrambled eggs for that gal. She needs them. She needs all that stuff. Good for her. Good for Shailene Woodley or whatever her name was.
Yeah, Shailene Woodley. She's an actress now.
All right. Good for her.
Yeah. Well, I'm completely off the rails now. I'm not going to lie to you guys. That'll do it for me
that
today.
That was not what I thought you would say.
How does she...
go back to ad-libbing about vans with candy.
How does she... does she have any muscle strength at all after 27 years?
I mean, have you seen Kill Bill? She's probably focusing on her big toe.
Right. Honestly, she may be immobile forever, correct?
Yeah, it could be, absolutely. The atrophy. But
again,
you're alive.
A lot of good shows to watch. At least you're awake and watching something. Talking to your friends and stuff. But another serious thing. Think if you have a 4-year-old son.
Yeah.
And then you come out of a coma and that kid's 31.
Yeah.
How do you wrap your head around that?
No, there's no way.
Well, they said she was calling his name.
Yeah.
And this man shows up.
Right.
Think of that. Like,
how do you function knowing that's not my son? My son's 4.
Yeah.
I'm not falling for this ruse. No, I'm 31. You've been sleeping for 27 years, Mom.
Incredible, huh?
Like, did she just in her reality? Did she just wake up from a nap? Like,
might quiet and speak to a psychiatrist.
Yeah, right. Or again, if she was minimally conscious, has she been listening for 27 years and not being able to react?
Yeah,
right.
Which is also terrifying.
Wait, so if you go into a coma, you have to listen.
So you can opt not to do that then.
It's a requirement.
I'd really like to go into coma now, but I don't have to listen.
Yeah, you don't do that and you're wide awake.
Paul would wake up from the coma and be like, listen, guys, I heard everything you said about me when you were coming to visit.
And Chris, I felt that.
I really appreciate you guys putting hot dogs in my hands while I was out. Hawk, I knew you were here. I knew you'd put a cocktail wiener in my hand.
Whoa.
Okay.
It's a whole word. You weren't letting me finish.
But think about it. Everything we're joking about is exactly in Kill Bill, right?
Yeah.
I'm Buck. And I'm...
Yep, and I'm...
It's like, you can't stop it.
No.
I mean, think of the horrific stuff that coma patients probably deal with if they're conscious for even a second of that 27
happening
years.
Right now, somewhere in the
somewhere.
World. Yeah, you know it.
Horrific.
Yep.
Man, what a crazy story. What possible brain function of electricity fires that restart?
But how horrifying if you've had to make a hard decision at some point in your life for a
my gosh.
And you read a story like that.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? Right?
Yeah, you're obviously playing the odds,
all
right.
Oh my God, yeah.
Right. That's one in a bazillion.
After
27 years.
I guess I'm not familiar with United Arab Emirates and their healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a wealthy family that just kept her alive, or are they on?
It's a great question.
If you live in the United Arab Emirates and you're from there, you are on like state assistance because they just are
loading in all the oil. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yep. Pretty cool, right? I told you.
Good for her. Good for them.
New music this weekend from Bruce Springsteen.
What?
A new song last night called Hello Sunrise from the record Western Stars, which will be out in June.
He's releasing a new album?
He is, yep. And this is, I know, go ahead. Tell your story because...
I felt really bad. I walked in to tell Hockey something. He looked up at me and I kind of stared at him for a second. I thought he was crying.
And maybe I was and didn't know it, but only because I had to get up at 3:15. I don't think I was, though. But I like this. It's a very odd Western, as you can tell. Sounding song from Bruce Springsteen, but it's brand new, and it's the single came out last night at midnight. Also, Serj Tankian
from System.
From System covered Godzilla by BOC for the Godzilla movie. And Taylor Swift released a new song. called Me, featuring Brandon Urie.
Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco. But also new whole records from Pink comes out today. Chiptooth Smile, solo record.
I used to have one of those.
I know. Solo record from Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20 comes out today. And the eighth and final album featuring Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberries called In the End, which was recorded before she died in January of last year, comes out today as well.
So. Parrish, are you a Springsteen fan?
Of course.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah.
You ever met him?
No, I haven't.
No.
How many?
I would not have pegged you as a Springsteen guy. I don't know why. You're eclectic, but
see
I would not
him
have.
Live.
Really?
Yeah.
He's incredible.
Yeah, Spruce I does guess, nothing for me, but everybody loves him live, I guess.
I love him, dude. That thing Hogs they went to see,
yeah.
Man, the Netflix thing of that is moving.
Springsteen on
it's
Broadway,
so good, man.
It's one of the best things these eyes have ever seen. Did you see it? I can't remember, McDermott. Did you?
No. Well, you went and saw when we played in New York, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, by myself.
I remember seeing Hockey on the field afterwards. He still had red eyes from crying so much.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
Did you cry the whole time?
Probably every road game you saw him at.
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
He's got pink eye.
I do.
And allergies. You've been sneezing and sniffling all week.
Yeah, I haven't. And I still haven't found what happened earlier today. I'm really disgusted.
When you sneeze farted?
Yeah, right.
That's super gross.
Well, Kevin, it's been a delight to have you in here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, of course.
It's always fun hanging out.
Two more points. You're tied with Cy Amundsen for 11th all time. Climbing the ladder. And you saved Sauce's ass, because if he said John McCain and Parrish had come back and tied and then won in overtime...
Yeah, Parrish wouldn't have bothered me as much.
But still, he almost broke the headset before he won, right? Like, would have been a giant meltdown. We haven't had a massive Sauce meltdown in about 2 years. That was on the brink of it happening.
Yeah,
you bailed us out.
Never pick Hawk for
I'll
basketball,
buy
ever.
Yeah, man, this game's so much more fun today, too.
You guys missed it.
Did she miss that?
Parrish just watched me literally try to put a piece of trash in the trash can sitting right beside me and miss it.
His hand was
I was over
the trash can.
Yeah. He threw it like 3 feet away.
Basketball's not my sport, guys.
Hey, stay at 50 and take the best player available. It's that simple.
Okay.
Oh, for the ref. And when are you on this weekend?
Talking to Rick.
We are on at PA and Wobby. Do you know what grade Wobby gave Garrett Bradbury?
A+.
They are on
perfect pick
for the second round, and then Nordo and I are on after that, and then Nordo and I are on tomorrow noon to 3.
Oh, so you're on tonight, too?
Yep.
Ooh. Wow.
Kevin, thanks for your time. Parrish, good to see you. We'll talk to you guys next week. Power Trip Morning Show, 5:30 to 9 on Monday, reacting to the draft. PA in charge, 9 to noon. B-dubs in Edina right after this on The Fan.
Lake Waconia tomorrow night, the Event Center. We'll see you there. Come on out.
To a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.